guys.
Hey.
See ya.
Bye.
Boy, yeah.
Hey, folks. Craig Lipinski here with episode 64 of the TV Unless video game podcast for TVUnless.net. Today, we have Chris Dunn.
Hello.
And Seth Castellum.
I'm Louie Anderson.
You know how much we do that at my toy vault job? Every single, I'm Louie Anderson.
I'm going to guess like every 5 minutes.
All the fucking time. Well, because like we got that Family Feud game on PS1 like all the fucking time, man. I'm Louie Anderson today on the feed.
Eat potato salad.
I love it. I love it. I just got done recording a video.
Well, I have Family Feud on Genesis, and that game is fucking awesome.
What? No.
Yeah. It's
a Genesis game?
Yeah, man. It's first of all, like came out in like 92, but it looks like if somebody had made a Genesis game in the 70s. It's I don't know how they did that. It's just genius.
Nice.
Yeah, and the answers you can put, it's just good stuff. Everybody should buy.
So is it like multiple choices? Does it give you like a huge pool of answers? You actually have to type stuff out.
No, you type it in letter by letter.
See, now that, I always wonder, like, what if you spell something, like, what if, I don't know, the problem with stuff like that is, like, if you spell it wrong, like, if you're a shitty speller. And back in 92, there wasn't, like, I mean, maybe there's, like, dictionaries, but you can't just hop online and, like, look shit up.
No, actually, it's fairly lenient with the spelling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, like, you could even put in different stuff, like, there was one, like, name something that you don't want to lend to a neighbor, and my friend, because he's a dick, and he just, like, tries to piss me off the whole time we play, he put in wife, but it came up, like, spouse came up.
Nice. Oh, okay. Well, that's good then. Because, I mean, that's just one of those things where, like, those games where you can type in answers. I just sort of feel like you could have the right idea, but, like, the game may not accept it.
But that's pretty good. It's pretty good with that.
No, that's good then. That's good then. I had a handheld Jeopardy once, and it basically operated on the same premise. It was, like, an LCD, like, Tiger sort of game, but it had cartridges. You could buy new cartridges for it.
Just for Jeopardy? Like, for more answers?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. It was a really neat game. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, it had, like, huge buttons on it. Maybe you didn't have to type in the answers. I don't think so. I think it actually came with a book, and you, like, selected things from the book or something. And you, like, buzzed in. It had huge, like, buzzers. You could actually play three people on one machine. Let me look. I want to Google this real quick. It was actually pretty neat, but, I mean, I don't know. As a kid, I just sort of, like, well, fuck this. I want to play something on the TV.
I have Jeopardy on Genesis, too. Actually, I have Wheel of Fortune, too. I have all these game shows on Genesis. I didn't
have Jeopardy for Super Nintendo, but I think it's lost somewhere
over the
years.
Yeah, I'm looking at this now, and, there's no... It was the Wheel of Fortune handheld game, I think, that had the letters on it for obvious reasons. I got confused with that. But, yeah, there's at least four cartridges you could get for it, and... Just these huge buttons where you could play three players at one time and buzz in, and then you had, like, this book, and it would tell you, like, go to page whatever, and, like, you had to flip through it really fast and, like, find, like, the fucking page, and, like...
That's awful.
Yeah. No, it was actually kind of neat.
No, that's awful. Type it in.
You just type
it in. Also, the games have, like, really bad, like, digitized voices, too. Like, Alex Trebek, like...
He
says, I'm sorry, but it sounds like he's saying, I'm signed. I'm signed.
Does it do the boop, 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 boop?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
That's all you really need.
You gotta have that, yeah.
Oh, and of course, like, the final, like, you don't have those things.
Then just not Jeopardy.
It's just not Jeopardy.
Yeah, then it's just some random quiz game.
Right?
Where you answer things stupidly.
In the wrong direction.
Yep.
So, I just got the recording of this video. I bought this case of, Spirit Tracks, like, mystery figures while I was in Japan. And it was, like, the whole case of it. And I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I don't know if I was going to just leave it sealed, open it, see what the figures are. I didn't know what I was going to do with it. And the thing is, like, I don't know. I paid, like, somewhere between $12 and $15 for it. Like, it wasn't expensive. And I thought, well whatever. I mean, it's never going to become rare. So I decided to open it. I opened it on camera. And, first of all, they're not just mystery box figures. They were chocolate egg mystery box figures.
What?
Yeah, so, they come inside chocolate eggs.
Oh, okay. Seriously? So they're like Wonder Balls.
Yeah, like Kinder Surprise or something. Actually, they're exactly like Kinder Surprise.
What's Kinder Surprise?
Something that's not allowed to be sold in the U.S.
Why?
I don't know. Kinder Surprise is a chocolate egg with a toy inside.
But, I mean, they sell Wonder Balls, and that's chocolate balls and, with, like,
when you get
prizes.
A chance, look up on YouTube the Kinder Surprise, like, Humpty Dumpty commercial. Like, it's terrifying.
Huh.
Yeah, they have, like, little figures inside. You have to, like, assemble them. And, like...
So you had to eat your way to these Zelda figures.
No, because the egg just sort of, like, splits down the middle. You don't have to eat it. I ate the egg on camera. Like, it's very medium. Like, I'm like, ugh. Like, I ate it. And it tasted like Easter chocolate, like that really like mediocre chocolate.
Mm. But then, I actually really like that. Is it like waxy-ish?
Yes.
I love that stuff.
Oh, you can have all my eggs then.
I'm like the only person who likes waxy chocolate, I think.
What really drags it down for me is that it clings to your teeth like fast food. So like you go to like Burger King, you get like a burger. You're like, oh, that's not bad. I mean, it's a Burger King burger. But then it hangs around on your fucking teeth and you're like, you've overstayed your welcome, Burger King. And that's what Easter egg, like Easter chocolate does. Like it just sits on your teeth for a while and you're like, son of a bitch. I'm still tasting this crappy chocolate. And what was really kind of cool is like it was a silent unboxing. I've never done that before, mainly because it's very difficult for me to do with all these fucking cats and things.
Did you like at least have somebody playing a piano and like words coming up on a screen every few minutes?
There are some words on the screen, like "Hey folks, Craig here" comes up on the screen because it has to. I think I translated some of the text on the box, but other than that, like no. You know what's really weird?
This is how Bela Lugosi used to do his unboxing movies.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Brain fart. Shut up. I don't know. I just wanted to try to do something different. And you know what's weird is like when you watch a lot of unboxings, you sort of become like, I don't know. You sort of grow to like the sounds of rustling cardboard and plastic.
That's weird.
It is totally weird. But I think a lot of like people who watch like unboxings on YouTube will probably admit to that. It's weird. I don't know. You just hear things rustling around, and I don't know. It's just sort of a soothing sound. I'm not really sure.
Here goes the cellophane. Oh, yeah.
You just don't know, Seth. You just don't know.
Apparently, I don't.
Don't know. So, I mean, I guess that's the highlight of my week. Like, I have had a very boring week, I guess. What about you, Seth? What have you been up to?
I fixed my television.
Which is good news.
And you're alive.
I had no idea what the hell I was doing inside of that thing. That was, like, frightening.
That's what I said about my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, damn. No, like, once I got, like, the back off of it, there's just, like, this big computer board. And it's just full of transistors and capacitors and chips, and it's just everywhere. And I'm like...
Wow, who the fuck?
Yeah, but I don't know, and I'm just looking at the thing, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. So
I figured there were little people in here.
There's like a little turtle on a conveyor belt that just sort of...
Yeah, I don't know. I thought, yeah, that's how Flintstones TVs work, right? You got a little bird in there, and he's just like acting things out. I don't know.
It's a living.
Yep. All right, but I almost gave up. There's like one screw in there. It's... All right, how do I explain this? Like the back of the tube on the TV, it's like a big convex bubble, right? Mm-hmm. And underneath that bubble is where the screw was on the board. There's probably like 4 inches like between the CRT tube and the board that I needed to unscrew. And I couldn't even see the screw. It was like so far deep in there. I could only feel it. And it took me like 3 hours to get this one screw out. Because there's like no screwdriver small enough to like get in there. I had to get a screwdriver bit and then like very, very slowly turn it with pliers to like get it out. And even that was difficult. But yeah, I got it out. I flipped the board over. I started, like, soldering, which was only, like, my second time soldering ever, too, so I didn't know what I was doing there. And, honestly, I was not expecting to turn back on when I finished the thing.
But, so what exactly do you have to solder? What did you have to – desolder something? Do you have to take something out and replace it?
Yeah, I had a desolder. There's these two chips, and I just had to, like, desolder them, pull them out, and then solder new ones in. So –
And how much did those chips cost you?
The chips were $7 each.
So how much did this fuckhole want to charge you for looking at your TV in the first place?
The guy for looking at the television was $120.
Yeah, that guy can go fuck himself.
And then stuff I've read online from people who have had it fixed have paid like between $200 and $300.
You know, that's the thing. Like, I don't really have a problem with people who repair things charging more money than what it's worth. Because, I mean, you're really also – you're not just paying for parts and time. You're paying for, like, expertise. And I have no problem with that. But when you look at something, like, how long did that take you? Between, like, let's say, like, between, like, research, like, everything that you did, how long do you think it took you?
Let's see. A day, maybe, if you want to count research. I did a lot of soldering research, and I did a lot of, like, trying to figure out even what was wrong with the TV research.
So it took you 24 hours?
Yeah, I'm going to say 24 hours.
24 hours, okay. Well, that's a lot of time. that just sort of hurt my point.
Maybe
well,
less. Honestly,
you went from being a layman to doing that. Like, you didn't know anything, so...
No, I'd never even, like, done anything, like, electronic like that before.
So I think,
like,
if you go from knowing nothing to being able to, like, actually fix
literally
your TV
zero.
On, so. Like, $14 and a few hours of, like, research time...
I had to buy a soldering iron, too.
Oh, okay.
I mean, honestly, like, total, it probably cost me, like, $80.
Yeah, yeah. But that's kind of an investment. I don't know. I guess maybe my point isn't as strong as I thought, but I still feel like going from being, like, a layman to not knowing anything, you know, from knowing anything, not knowing anything, to being able to do that within a day, I don't know, sort of, like, you sort of, like, look at these repair prices, and you're like... Yeah, but you're the guy who's supposed to know what he's doing. You didn't have to do any of the research. You just
and I told him, too. I told the guy, I called him, like, I know what's wrong. He's like, no, I still have to, like, look at it. And I did what I said, and it fucking worked. So
people don't want to hear that. You know, when I'm sure doctors hate. I don't say nothing when I talk to a doctor. I'm like, this hurts. Look at it. Because I'm sure doctors don't want to hear, like, so, I need this drug that I saw on TV. Like, I'm sure doctors don't fucking want to hear any of that.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I mean, I that much money just to look at it, like, that's crazy.
So yeah, no, I fixed that. I'm happy that my TV turns on.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
Oh god. I had, like, all these tools on my bed, right? So, like, I walk over, I turn towards my bed, and I start putting stuff away, and then all of a sudden behind me I hear this noise, and I turn around. And my, like, big-ass video game shelf that has, like, 250 games on it is now falling on top of me. So I'm like, what? I'm, like, happy that I just fixed this TV and now this shit happens. And I'm, like, trying to hold up what I can, but there's, like, games sliding off all over, landing everywhere. More than half the games fell. My Slimer statue was, like, down on the floor because I'd been fixing my TV, so I had moved it. My Slimer statue was down on the floor, like, in front of it. All the games fell on that and broke my Amazon Slimer statue.
That sucks.
And it broke off his, like, all his fingers but his middle and thumb. So he's, like, just flipping me off. Thanks. Thanks a lot,
Slimer. I think
Slimer.
That may have been an improvement. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But... I don't know. Some of my, like, game cases were damaged all the way down to the...
Like, jewel cases?
No, the like, Wii cases. Mostly my Wii
games. Amaray cases?
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Amaray?
Mm-hmm. Because that's the manufacturer, yeah.
Like, all the way down into the, to the inserts were, like, ripped. Just, like, through the plastic and then the inserts.
Yeah.
So, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, no, that really sucks. Sorry, dude.
But,
I mean, it's funny, right? Because it's not. It's I mean, that's totally funny. Something you see, like, on, like, I Love Lucy or something, right? But, I mean, like, that's. But it happened to you. Like, that's why. But, nah, that does suck.
Luckily, like, none of the really expensive games were damaged, so.
Good.
Yep. And, like, the shelf wasn't even broken. I thought it was broken. But I put it back up, and this time I, like, tied it to the wall with, like, a anchor. And I couldn't, like, find any, like, twine or rope, so I used a shoelace. So, hopefully that stands.
This is some MacGyver-ass shit. It's just, it's
hell
just
yeah.
Sort of, you know,
really.
I got some clothes hangers and bubble gum up there, and it's just it's chilling.
I fixed my TV, too.
Right. Well, that's good work, MacGyver.
Thanks.
What about you, Chris? Anything fall on you?
No, I don't know how I'm supposed to follow up that story.
I should have went last.
You should have gone last. No, I got nothing. I went back to work this week after a week off, so
I've been
busy, at work.
But a week off is pretty good. What'd you do? Just sit at home?
Mostly, yeah. My fiance's dad came to visit, so we went out to eat a couple times, you know, and went and saw some stuff, but not too much, really, because he's been here before, so he just kind of wanted to relax because, you know, that's what I like to do on my time off, too.
Did you see Muppets?
I did see Muppets.
I like so Muppets.
Good. I thought he was really good.
You know what? People hate me for this. I hear it all the time. But I cannot muster enough fucks about the Muppets. I am so, it's not that I don't like the Muppets. It's just my body is just overcome with indifference about Muppets. And it's always been that. I'm like, whatever. It's not an active dislike. I have to be clear about that. I don't dislike the Muppets. But, man, I could not care less. Could not.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Could care less?
That's
it.
No, that's not what I said. I know how to speak English, asshole.
I feel bad for you, Craig.
I just, no.
I pity you.
I don't pity me. I don't know. Like, I watch like stuff like Manana, and I like watch all these like, music videos on YouTube. I'm like, whatever. this makes you happy. That's hey man.
It makes me so happy.
I am not going to take it away from you, but I'm not going to stand in line for it either.
I thought it was good. I've never really been a Muppet fan. Like I never saw the show or anything, but I enjoyed it. But I'm not as big a Muppet hater as Craig or anything either.
I know. Burn them all. Burn them.
Craig just actively hates the Muppets.
I really put in a lot of effort to hate the Muppets.
He has like a Kermit the Frog on his wall and he just throws knives at it all day.
Yeah, I work very hard to hate the Muppets and make sure everyone knows that I hate Muppets. I did see Drive again. Drive, that man. Yeah, have you guys seen Drive?
What is Drive?
I've heard of that. I haven't seen it, though.
It's a movie. I don't know and it's really good, and the soundtrack is fucking awesome. And it has Carey Mulligan
like,
in
it. Is the soundtrack all 311 and, like, Japanese pop?
Right. No, that's not what it is. Maybe some Bad Religion or AFI. Like, maybe, like, 17-year-old Craig would be happy with this. No, I don't. The only artist that I know specifically is College.
Never heard of him.
And nope. Oh man, like they do the song in the credits, and it's so fucking good. But Carey Mulligan's also in it, and I have like a super crush on Carey Mulligan.
No, I know she sort of looks like Alex Mack.
You know, a lot of the girls, I find attractive have sort of that youthful look to them. Like I don't like the typical like hot like. Hollywood star just doesn't like. I mean, I don't find them unattractive, right? I mean, they're clearly attractive women, but just that standard for hotness or sexiness is not my cup of tea, I guess.
You like the cute girls.
I do. Like, yeah, like Carey Mulligan is very attractive, and who's that? Who's that girl that played Ramona Flowers? Is it Elizabeth Winstead or something like that?
Yeah, I like her.
And. Well, that's who Dana looks like. When I'm marrying Ramona Flowers, guys, and I look like Michael Cera, so I mean, it just really kind of like works out for everyone involved.
You're cosplaying somebody else's life.
It's okay. No, he stole it from me. So this is College.
Are we gonna get sued for this?
I don't know. We don't make money off the podcast. It's not a commercial effort. Plus, I'm talking over it, so, like, whatever. I'm like, it's not
guys,
something
feel free to donate to tvandlust.com on PayPal.
That's not a website, so, I mean, you can feel free to do that, and it won't have any effect on us.
See, I don't even know our website, like, address.
But, man, like Google Drive, like, put in, like, Drive, like, movie, and that jacket.
I did. I just saw, like, that sexy-ass guy who's all standing there.
Dude, was it Ryan Gosling or whatever?
Ryan Gosling. Yeah, he's all going to look like Daniel Craig on the poster.
And I love that fucking jacket. Like, who doesn't love that jacket? That jacket fucking rules. I'm, like, obsessed with this song. I think if you go look at my last FM... I've listened to this song, like, 8 million times in the past, like, 10 hours.
I think you're being conservative with that number.
I think I am, too. Anyway, excellent movie. People should check it out. And Carey Mulligan.
Is this still in theaters or is it on DVD yet?
I don't know. I think it's in neither right now. So I don't really... Yeah, so maybe check it out when you can. Of course, half people listening to this are going to, like, tour it in anyway, because that's what people do. But, I mean, that's what... Unfortunately, like, well, my coworker torrented it. But that's, unfortunately, movies like Drive.
Unfortunately, and then you got to watch it at work.
It is fortunately, but I mean, like, the thing is, like, sometimes you just don't have a method. I mean, I don't want to encourage piracy at all. Not just because you know, I want to sound good in public, but just in general, I don't think it's a good idea. But the problem is with stuff like films, like, I would never have seen this movie otherwise. It's just not, I live in the middle of nowhere. Where is it going to play around here? You know? So, you know, I wouldn't have seen the movie unless it was pirated.
Stop advocating piracy, Craig. Mm.
I plan to buy it when it comes out on Blu-ray because it's a movie I would watch again. So.
Yeah, just because What's-Her-Face is in it, Carey Mulligan.
You know, I actually don't... I don't think I own any other Carey Mulligan movies. I like a lot of what she's in. Like, An Education was good, and... what was it called? Never Let You Go, I think, was also good.
So. I've never seen or even heard of any of these movies.
I don't think I could name anything she's in.
Guys, these uncultured bastards over here.
I saw her in Alex Mack.
Apparently, she's still around. She was in Mad Men.
Was she?
Yeah, she was briefly at a dinner table, and I think she had like two lines, but she was in it.
I think I remember noticing her.
Oh, yeah. I just Googled Alex Mack Mad Men, and there she is.
And, I think I tweeted once that I had, like, a crush on her or something like that, and someone, like, says, like, oh, would you want your fiancé to read that? My fiancé don't give a fuck. What kind of unhealthy relationship are you in where people get jealous of someone you're never going to meet? Actually, when we were watching that episode, Dana looked at, isn't that girl you have the hots for? Like, that's the way Dana is. Who gives a fuck? I'm sure Dana has crushes on people, too. No skin off my nose. Anyway, so video games.
Video games!
But you guys should watch Drive.
What are those?
Totally watch Drive. Video games. We got a little bit of news this week. I think the biggest piece of news is that Xenoblade Chronicles is coming to the U.S. Exclusively through Nintendo.com and GameStop. Nintendo did do an exclusive game through their website before. That was Electroplankton. And I don't know how well that worked out. I don't know what the sales numbers were on that. My copy's Japanese because I got the special edition with the headphones. But this is great news. And if this is what it takes to get the game out, is to sort of limit the distribution channels because of cost, I'm fine with that. Unfortunately, I think there might be a problem with the fact that so many people just didn't expect this game to come out
and already imported it,
which is going to hurt sales. And I have no qualms. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't think anyone who imported this game should feel bad. No one should feel bad. But
especially since Nintendo said, we have no current plans
for this game. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. No one should ever feel bad for importing games. I don't think that that's a thing. But it's going to hurt sales, and it's just going to validate Nintendo's position. We're not going to bring this stuff over anymore. So that kind of
I'm buying it again. So jokes on them.
Well, I haven't bought it yet. So I will be buying it in April. But that's so long off. Like, why is that 6 months away?
Because they have to ESRB stamp. I don't know.
They're not even like they're not.
It's
even,
already
like,
ESRB rated though, according to the trailer.
Yeah, it's already ESRB, and they're not mucking with the translation much. They're still keeping those British voices.
They got to take the U's out of the subtitles.
Bad.
Yeah. They're still keeping the name Xenoblade Chronicles, so they don't really have to do anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know why. Do they think it's going to take us 6 months to finish Zelda? It's just so weird. So that's a long way off, and that kind of sucks. I still hope The Last Story comes out here too, because I like that one a lot. Pandora's Tower is an interesting game. You know, a lot of people, like I've said this before, clamor for all three games. I'm not so sure whether they understand all three games.
Now, fuck that. I'm buying the game where you feed organs to a 15-year-old.
Right. Well, it's a good game, but I don't think it's what people expect at all. And I don't think that of the three, I think that one will sell the least well. I don't think that one will sell so hot. But I would buy it if it came out here. I would buy it in English. I would buy it again. And but definitely The Last Story, because I mean it's a role playing game, but it's really linear, and it really focuses more on its action combat. So it's really interesting mix of like an action game and like a role playing game. And again, I don't think people are expecting that either. But no, it works really well, and I like that game a lot. I hope that one comes out here too. But because I mean, otherwise, what else is Nintendo going to have? You know,
A Wii U.
I don't think that's going to come out until, if I had to guess, probably not till at least the tail end of summer.
Does Rhythm Heaven come out this month? Or is that not?
I think Rhythm Heaven comes out early next year. Isn't it like in January or something?
I don't think they have a date for it.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think it's early next year sometime.
Oh, okay.
But this is good news, and, people, if you have not imported Xenoblade Chronicles, definitely give this one a go. Nintendo.com. GameStop, Twitter blew up. Like, buy anything from GameStop.
Was it all Chris?
It was.
It wasn't all me, but
was I in there too?
I don't know. I didn't see either of you guys say that. I saw other people say it. And just, they put stickers on things.
I mean, that sounds like me. So, Bryce, are you sure you weren't reading me?
No, I wasn't reading you. And I hate this shit. If I could just take a moment, fuck everyone who cries about GameStop. Fuck all y'all entitled brats. You go to GameStop. No. Hold on. You go to GameStop to buy a machine that's been assembled by practically slave labor in China with materials that were purchased in Congo that is used to fuel warfare, and you're crying about the fucking stickers on game cases. Go fuck yourself, dude. You first
Those world slaves aren't doing all that hard work. They have stickers ruining their shit.
And you know what? That's not a soapbox, right? If you wanted to live a life that did not exploit other humans, you'd be living in a log cabin, knitting your own sweaters and growing your own vegetables and reading books by candlelight. Like, there's everything you buy exploits people. There's no reasonable way to not do that. So it's not a soapbox. I'm just saying that there's a really, like, you're trying to stand up for some sort of, I don't know, you're trying to have some sort of purpose. Like, stickers, and they make me pre-order things. And it's like, that's where you draw the line. Like, that's your great cause. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to have a purpose. I'm completely selfish in this.
He's like, I'm not trying to make this out. I'm not.
No, I'm just OCD, and I hate stickers.
I'm right there with you.
No. Here's the thing. Like, I think I posted once on Twitter, like, oh, I just went to GameStop and got a couple PS2 games. Someone's like, why'd you go to GameStop? Because it's the only place around here where I can walk in and check the condition of PS2 games and then buy, like, three of them for, like, $7. Like, there's no other place for me to do that. That's why I went to GameStop.
Voice.
What's that?
I said, I love your internet person voice.
Oh, I'm going to use that more often. Oh, they're so hard to take off. Buy some Goo Gone, you fucking crybaby. It's like $5 for the last, like, 8 years.
The game was in a paper slip in a drawer.
They gave me a greatest hits disc, and this is clearly a black label.
Just screw that. They, like, they sold me a brand new Samurai Showdown anthology, and it was scratched, so fuck them.
This is not a defense of GameStop. Like, don't get me wrong. GameStop is a stupid thing. But I'm just going to show, if I can get something somewhere for cheap, GameStop is just one of many places where I go. And that's, they have something I want, I'm going to buy it from GameStop. I don't, and they asked me to guarantee the disc, and I didn't want to guarantee it. Who cares? Say no. Walk out with your bag.
You need to do a whole podcast like that.
Oh, God. Oh, I would kill myself. No.
It's funny in small doses, but man.
Yeah, it's like the Mario voice.
No dice. So, look, shop where you want, but I'm tired of hearing, like, this soapbox talk about how GameStop's, like, evil. And, like, man, if you only knew how evil the whole fucking thing is, you wouldn't be buying games at all.
Or would I?
Well, I still am. I have no right to judge people for, like, still buying systems. That's not my point. My point is where you draw the line is really kind of weird, all things considered. But hey, if you can admit to being selfish and all this, like I guess that sort of I guess that sort of absolves everything. I don't really have a point then.
Yeah. It's all about Seth.
I'm ordering it from Nintendo.com.
I am. How'd you know?
I know you are. Because I know you. But me, on the other hand, I'm going to walk into GameStop, I'm going to pre-order it, and then I'm going to go pick it up with the day it comes out. I'm going to go home and I'm going to play it, and there's not going to be any problems.
Oh, God, that's disgusting. All the fucking GameStop employees probably touched it, too.
Well, they all... see, my Toy Vault store is right next to GameStop, and they all know me. Like, my life is really weird. Like, a lot of aspects of my life are very compartmentalized, and they don't touch each other. Like, this whole thing where I work at the Toy Vault, like, I get to be 17. I'm 28 years old. I get to be 17. I get to hang out with all these goofball people at the Toy Vault and just fuck around. And then all the GameStop people are friends. And then they started adding me on Facebook, and I'm like, whoa, this can't.
No, you can't.
No. I mean, I added them back, whatever. But no, I get to be 17. I get to goof off, and I get to come home and be a grown-up. It's awesome. I love it. But no, they all know me, and they don't. Once you become familiar with the GameStop people, like, they don't really... They ask you in a very perfunctory way. They're like, you want to guarantee it? I'm like, nope. Okay, done.
GameStop people? People, Craig? That's being generous.
Such an asshole. Also, we got, there's some rumors that Sony is making a Smash Brothers-esque game, and, you know, great for them. I just, from a personal standpoint, I mean, obviously I do have a soft spot for Nintendo, but I just don't know how a Sony game of this ilk would work out. I just don't think they have the, nostalgia factor. I mean, you know, when you play Smash Brothers, I mean, they're generally good games, but... you're also playing it because it's like all these characters that you grew up with just sort of beating the shit out of each other. And I didn't really grow up with Sony. I mean, I was sort of, I don't want to say I was grown up by the time they came around, but I was pretty grown up when they already came around. I wasn't really that young anymore. And so there's a lot less of that nostalgic factor. I guess for other people, that might be different. There are obviously younger people playing video games and listening to this podcast who might be more into that. I don't know. Even if I did have a nostalgic feeling for Sony, I just don't think that their characters are... I just don't think they have the personality to handle something like that. Maybe in the PS1 days, but now, like, I mean, what do you have? You can put like Cole from like Infamous in there.
Oh, dude, you know Carappa's going to be in there.
But yeah, I mean, people like Carappa and Crash. I mean, does Sony own Crash? Like,
nah, that's Universal now.
I mean, but maybe they can license it. I'm sure they would, because a game like this without Crash would be absurd. But I mean, like, yeah, like Parappa, Crash, maybe even Spyro, Jack, you know, even like characters like that would work. But like when you start, like, let's put Gabe from Siphon Filter in there, like, why?
Yeah. I just want to see Kratos fight Ratchet or something.
Yeah, Kratos would probably work too, and Ratchet as well. But like, then you look at some, like, I don't know, I sort of feel like that's it. And then you'll
Let's see, Twisted Metal people.
Yeah, those guys are kind of boring, man. They're all about their cars. Like, what would they do outside of their car?
Well,
like,
what does Captain Falcon do outside of his car?
No, well, good point. That's a very good point. But I don't like Captain Falcon anyway. I think he's
dude, I love him. He's just like such a... He's just a big dick in the game. He just, like, has to scream everything.
Show me your moves.
Falcon! Punch.
No, that's a good point. You're right. I mean, but Captain Falcon's also a bounty hunter, though, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they say he is, but all I ever do is...
I've never seen him hunt new bounties.
Yeah, no, I guess that's a good point. I don't know. Yeah, no, that's a good point. Maybe you could have Sweet Tooth outside his car. It makes sense. I don't know. I guess just for me, then, it's less of a thing I can describe and more of just a feeling that I'm not so sure it would be as interesting.
I'm interested to see how it plays.
Yeah, because it's probably going to be very different from Smash. I mean, I'm sure the initial premise is a lot like Smash Bros., but I think the gameplay would probably be very different.
I mean, it's a fighting game crossover, but...
Right. But this, yeah, Sony's going to take the idea, I'm sure, and make it Sony-fied. Because that's what they do, so... I don't know. I'm interested to see how it turns out. I guess I just have a feeling I just don't think it'll be as interesting as Smash Bros.
Look at this. Look at this Nintendo fanboy over here.
I know. Nah.
Hates Muppets. Hates Sony. Loves Nintendo. Loves GameStop. Oh, Craig. Craig, you're just full of awful today.
They should put Kazuma Kiryu the in there. Maybe now. Then I would play it.
Put whaty what?
Kazuma from Yakuza.
No.
That's Sega, but I mean, it's exclusively on Sony systems, so I don't know. Maybe like a 3D dot game hero dude. Maybe that would be cool. Or Sackboy. I don't know. Yeah, maybe it could be a little bit better than I initially thought now that I'm hashing it out with you guys, but...
I could see Sackboy.
Yeah. See, I think this... I think because of the nature of the game, like... I think when you try to put too serious of characters in it, like, it just probably... Like, that's why, like, I think, like, Cole or Gabe or... I don't know, whoever. I just don't think they would work out. Like, you kind of need that cartoonish levity to it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just, I think it would probably look pretty silly.
Like Snake and...
Yeah, I mean, Snake was weird, but I think even then they took, like, weird, like, liberties with him. Like, let me fly away on this thing. Like, bloop.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff. I like it.
Yeah. So I think you need that silliness. Maybe they can pull it off, you know, come to think of it. Maybe they can, but I don't know. Sorry, guys. I'm a donor.
Oh, I hear you.
And then finally we have Obsidian is making a South Park role-playing game, and THQ is publishing. And for some reason, the internet treats us like this is big news. Do people still watch South Park? Is that still like a television program?
I hear it coming from my roommate's room constantly behind me.
Okay.
So I'm going to say he does. Never?
No.
Wow.
I'm not scared for it.
Huh. I mean, I've liked it. It's just sort of like, it's just one of those things that, I don't know, maybe you outgrow, or I just don't feel like the show, I feel like the show's been weaker than it's been stronger for the past couple of years, so I was just like, whatever.
Well, The Simpsons is still on, so.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. They're still making
games about that, too. I'm going to say it's stronger than The Simpsons still.
Okay, I mean, that's probably a fair assessment, but it's South Park. I mean, it could be cool, right? But then I think people need to remember this is Obsidian.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Obsidian's ever really made a good game, like, ever. I mean, their MO is basically to take sequels that were the original game was a working, functioning, good game, and they basically copy-pasted, but then fuck up the copy-paste, and they just delete a bunch of shit out of it, and then it's, like, worse. So it's, like, basically the same game, but worse. Knights of the Old Republic 2, Neverwinter Nights 2, Fallout New Vegas, like, Dungeon Siege 3, they always do this. And then their original games, like Alpha Protocol, what are they doing? Like, how do these guys keep getting high-profile games? I don't get it. Maybe because they underbid other people? Like, oh, yeah, we can do that for, like, thousands of dollars less than this other guy. But then I think that shows in the actual game.
I don't know. I honestly don't know if I've, like, even played any Obsidian games.
You're probably better off. And I would love to be wrong. I would love for this to be... I'd love to be wrong. I would love to think that this would be a funny game and a well-made game. But I don't know. South Park is, like, it's so 1997. And Obsidian is, like... I mean, they couldn't develop their way out of a wet paper bag.
Strong opinions, Craig.
Strong opinions. You know what? They could develop...
I'm sure you're sure to piss somebody off of those.
Well... Come at me, bro.
All the games they've made? It's not a lot of games.
No, they haven't made. But that, then they're all bad.
All right.
But, well, to be fair, I haven't played Neverwinter Nights 2. But nobody likes that game.
Is that it for news?
That is it for news. And today's topic is Super Mario Brothers, in particular the platforming series for Super Mario Brothers. And I wanted to talk about this because, you know, I've been playing Super Mario 3D Land. I think it is excellent. I think it's sublime. And I thought it'd be fun to take a look back at our, you know, our personal histories with Super Mario Brothers. And I have to start off by saying I wasn't completely enthralled the first time I played Super Mario Brothers. The first.
Dumb, stupid.
Craig just hates everything today.
You know,
I know.
What? I don't hate anything. What? I like Carey Mulligan. Christ.
And you like GameStop. That's true.
Nice. Man. Anyway, we just lost someone.
We lost Seth, I think.
Yeah, well, I can keep talking with Adam. We'll try and get him back on. I wasn't that enthralled with the... I think that was the first video game I ever played. And, I mean, I liked it. But I wasn't like, oh, man, this is going to be something that I spend a lot of time with in my adult life. I didn't think much of it. And, yeah, that's about all I can say about the first Super Mario Brothers. Even now, like, I mean, I like it, but, I mean, I just, never really resonated with me. And Mr. Gastelum is back.
I spaced out and sort of closed my laptop.
This is getting boring.
I'm tired of listening to this.
I'm going to lay back and listen to Craig's awful opinions, and I just reached over. It's an accident. Now I don't know why Craig hates the first game either.
I didn't say, wow, you guys keep putting words in my mouth. Making my opinion sound stronger than they really are.
Yeah, that's about right.
I don't hate the first game. It didn't blow me away. It just didn't. That was the first video game I ever played too. Like there was no like benchmark for video games for me. There was nothing like, oh, well, this isn't as good as Pitfall. Like, that was the first game I ever played, and I was not blown away.
You're just like, oh, this isn't as good as throwing rocks at cars.
Yeah, I preferred to be outside at that age. I was, you know, no, maybe not at that age, maybe a little bit older. But, no, I mean, I play with toys, and, you know, I think, like, I looked at video games as, like, another toy, but it was sort of, like, it was a little more restrictive. Like, I was Mario, and I had to do things that Mario did. Well, fuck that. I wanted, you know, to play with Ninja Turtles that, you know, rode each other like cars. I don't care. I can do what the fuck I want. Beep, beep! Donatello coming through, dudes! So,
Ninja Turtles are not cars, Craig. Stop being creative.
I know. Whoops. What is this, Nazi Germany?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I viewed it as another toy, but I viewed it as a toy that sort of restricted me in what I could do. And I liked it. Don't get me wrong. It just wasn't completely appealing to me. And, I mean, and today I like the first Mario Brothers, right? And I never disliked it, to be clear. But it still just doesn't resonate with me in a way that it resonates with other people, I think.
I liked it.
Okay.
Not like it. I don't, like, don't have any complaints, and I have lots of good memories of playing it.
Why do you hate Mario, Seth?
I would play through a lot with my brother, but...
But what?
I don't want to skip ahead. Chris, give your opinions on the game first.
I like it. I've always liked it. I mean...
Listen to all y'all. Y'all jump on my case, but none of you are really exuberant about this.
To jump
thing.
On your case, though.
Like, well, it's Mario, I guess. I mean, you know, I sort of like it.
It's the second game. Mario 2 is the one that really resonated with me. I loved the shit out of Mario 2.
Now, see, what was interesting about Mario 2, and this happened with a few different games throughout my childhood, is, like, I didn't own it. Like a friend or a cousin would, and I think that... I can't think of the word I want for this, but I think that sort of heightened the mystery about the game. Because, like, I would only play it in short doses, and, like... And I have, like, unclear, jumbled memories of it, and it just sort of makes the game feel mysterious. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
You've played it since, right?
Well, right. But, I mean, you know, when I was younger, is what I'm saying. Like, that sort of heightened the mystery of the game. Like, first of all, Super Mario Bros. 2 is fucking weird.
Yeah, it is.
But the fact when you remember it in, like, snippets, and you don't get to play it every day... And then, you know, your memories are either incorrect or jumbled or unclear. Like, that sort of makes the game feel even weirder. And I think Mario 2 probably resonated with me a little bit more because of that.
Oh, my cousins had it, but I would stay at their house, like, all summer long, so...
Oh, yeah. See, that's when my cousins had it, too. And I like that game. I think I like it more now. I think I appreciate it more now. Than I did when I was younger. Yeah, Mario 2 is, like, really... That game is really cool. And I'm glad that they thought that we couldn't handle the real Mario 2. Because otherwise, we would have never gotten that game. Or at least, you know, had Mario attached to it. I really like that game. I'm glad that happened.
I love it so much. It's just weird. It's weird. I like picking up enemies. And I like climbing vines. And I like... Climbing and climbing, and I like the levels where all you do is just, like, climb straight up, and you can, like, go from the right of the screen to the left of the screen.
Yep.
And I love digging in the sand, and I love running away from Phantos. I just love everything about that game. I love throwing bombs at Mouser.
The music is really good.
The music's awesome.
Yep, it's a great game. It's a great game. I love
jumping on Trouters to, like, cross rivers. It's good stuff.
It is good. I also did not own Mario 3. It was the same deal. My cousins had it, and I think that heightened the mystery and the appeal in it that I couldn't play it every day.
How do you not own Mario 3?
We've been over, like, how fucking poor I was. How did your parents not afford this? Because they were buying food. That's
food, Mario.
I think Mario 3 is, like, the priority there, Craig.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know. I didn't own it. You know, back when it first came out. I owned it sometime later. I bought it, like, a Funko Land or whatever. So it's not, like, a recent game that I've owned, but, you know. I liked that game, but I don't... I'm going to say it again. I don't remember being completely, like, enthralled with it.
I liked it a lot, but I didn't like it as much as Mario 2.
I think that might have been it, too. And, yeah, even back then, I don't think that I liked it as much as Mario 2. Or as much as, like a game like Zelda that I greatly preferred. I mean, that's really what started me gaming, was the first Zelda. Yeah.
I loved World 4, though, when I was a kid. I loved the giant world.
The giant islands.
Yeah.
Yes. I loved that area.
That is very cool. And I like how, like, Mario 64 sort of had kind of a take on that. Was that big,
small tiny, island? Huge island or
tiny,
whatever?
Huge island, yeah, whatever it's called. So, yeah, no, that was pretty cool. But, yeah.
I love Mario 3.
The series really... Do you love Mario
3? I do.
Tell us a little bit about Mario 3.
I go back and forth between which I prefer, between that and Mario World. But, I mean, just the variety of the levels, you know, with, like, the giant island and, you know, you got the pipe maze and stuff. And
Pipe Maze World is fucking hard.
It is fucking hard.
I could never beat it as a kid. I was had a warp whistle past that.
Yeah.
But I've gone back and I've beat it since, and it's still really damn hard.
It is still really damn hard. But you got all, like, the cool power-ups and stuff, you know, you got the hammer suit and
a lot of creativity definitely went into that game.
Yeah.
The frog suit, which, like, I hate in normal levels, and then I run out of them when I, like, get to an underwater level.
Yeah. It's awesome in underwater levels, though.
It is.
But it really does suck when you're on land.
I hate it.
You can't run, and the whole point of Mario is to run and jump and ruin it.
Sort of like hobble.
Just do that little bounce.
Yeah.
Yep.
And well, the Tanuki suit. I never knew, like, what turning into a statue was for when I was little.
No, me neither. I had no idea what that was. And it's sort of like, I feel like it's a liability in fucking, like, Mario 3D Land.
I haven't played that game.
Oh.
You're missing out.
It's the same button as, like, Ground Pound or whatever. So, like, yeah. I hit a bloop and sink like a rock. Like, fuck. Wrong button.
Yeah. We didn't get an NES until probably around the time the Super Nintendo came out, so Mario 3 was already out. So I didn't really have that experience playing, you know, the first one, and then the second one, and then the third one. Mario 3 was maybe the first Mario I played, and...
God, what's wrong with you? I was poor and I had one.
Well, I'm a little younger than you, so...
Yeah, how old are you?
I am 24. So we didn't get an NES until I was maybe 3. Which was 90 or 91 when we got it, so...
Yeah, I guess, you know what's weird is, like, when you reach a certain, like, age, like, that, like, a four-year difference doesn't really, like, matter at that point, but, like, then you forget when you're talking about things in the past, like, that four-year difference actually makes a big deal. Yeah, no, I didn't realize that.
So even if we'd had... What's going on? I can hear myself.
Well, I can only hear one of you, so that's... Does suffer through it.
Okay. Okay, it sounds good now. Well, I mean, even if we'd had an NES before that, I think I would have been too young to play it anyway.
Right,
so.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
But, I mean, maybe the fact that Mario 3 was one of the first ones that I can remember playing is part of the reason that I love it so much. But I think having all the cool power-ups and the really good level design is a big part of it, too.
That is really fun. A lot of the levels are short, though, man. When, like, I replay that game, I'm like, oh, that was like a one-minute level, maybe less. I don't know.
I don't mind that.
I don't either.
You would. All right. Guess I'm the only one. I don't know if I mind it. I just find it striking. Maybe I do mind it. I sort of feel like the levels aren't done yet, and all of a sudden I'm already at the black screen and get my star.
I like that. I like more concise levels. I like concise levels as long as, like, there's no wasted space.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like Mario 3 wastes the space.
No, it definitely doesn't.
The last Bowser fight, whenever I'd get to when I was little, that would, like, make my heart beat so damn hard.
Oh, absolutely. You got clammy hands. You're like, I hope my thumbs don't slip off the buttons because I'm fucking sweaty right now.
Yeah, that fight used to get... Seriously, I'd, like, think I would have a heart attack when I was, like, 5.
Now you're just like, oops, reload, save.
Yeah, no, nowadays, like, when I was... I've talked about this. I was replaying the game with my friend. I just, like, kept killing myself because I wasn't, like, big Mario. I wanted to beat it when I was big, not little. So.
You don't want
to
be the little Mario getting the princess.
I beat Super Mario 3D Land when I was, like, little. So, like, this little midget Mario, like, comes up to, like, Toadstool or Peach's fucking ankle. Yahoo! I did it!
Sorry, Mario, I can't kiss you. That'll be pedophilia.
And you know, and I read about this on Twitter. Like, that's supposed to be normal Mario. The mushrooms make him big. They don't return him to normal.
So like Mushroom Mario is Super Mario.
Right. So he's like Danny DeVito or something. Like he's like this little thing.
That's just awful to think about. Anyway, Super Mario World is another one that I super loved again.
That's when Mario really blew up. That's when, like, Mario really became, like, a thing for me. I liked previous games, but Super Mario World was just amazing. That's where Mario clicked for me. Fantastic level design. Tons of levels, too, and so many secrets, and, love that. I mean, yeah. Like, the first time you find Top Secret... awesome, and then you're like, I'm gonna fucking go here before every fucking level. This is my filling station.
Yeah, love it. Load up on lives.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. So good. So good. And just the different colored Yoshis. Oh, that game is fucking bliss, man.
Dude, yellow Yoshi was the most... I could pound the ground.
God, no, I took blue, man. I took blue Yoshi, and I'm just like, see if fuckers. And
everybody had blue Yoshi.
Blue Yoshi was the only worthwhile Yoshi.
You get blue Yoshi with a red shell, and when he's about ready to eat it, you just burn everything.
Yep.
That's my strategy.
That's, yeah.
Great.
That's right on.
And, like, even the final boss battle, like, it's just, like, Bowser comes in that fucking clown costume. Like, what the fuck is this shit? Where'd he get that thing? Where does a giant lizard get a clown costume? Like, where did he get that?
Have you seen that Brawl in the Family comic? That's all he could afford at the evil bad guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dealership.
No, I mean, even, like, Wario has that, like, fucking purple convertible, and, like, fucking Bowser's flying around.
Wario's pimping, dude. Oh,
yeah,
yeah, he's got that motorcycle, too.
Yeah, he knows what's up. But then again, he steals everyone's treasure, so he can...
Yeah. Bowser's too busy stealing princesses.
Right, yeah.
I think he'd get a ransom or something.
Yeah, what a waste of time.
Yeah, there's no money in that.
What is he doing?
He has, like, a weird thing with Mario going on. I mean, he only steals Peach so he could, like, have Mario come, like, beat him up. He's sick in the head.
He needs to be committed. Like, Mushroom Kingdom Asylum, like, that's where he needs to be right now.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, giant talking mushrooms giving you therapy is, like, a good idea.
Yeah, maybe not. Even though it's, like, Bowser's gotten bigger throughout the series, like... He used to be, like, the same size as, like, Mario. Now he's, like, fucking Godzilla. I'm like, where the fuck
is he? He just changes size all over the place.
Yeah, it varies.
He's
been just
fucking eating all the mushrooms.
He's like Godzuki, dude. Just, like, he's, like, different in every frame in that Godzilla cartoon.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, do you guys consider Yoshi's Island a Mario game?
No. Have we been over this?
We probably haven't.
I don't know, but...
It's called Super Mario World 2, and it plays a lot like a Mario game. I mean, it has its own expanded ideas, of course.
I don't think it plays a lot like
kinda.
It doesn't have a run button, does it? No, there's no run button. No. Yoshi just runs.
And it's all about collecting stuff, not really, you know, speed like Mario game.
And it's all, like, throwing eggs at things that are far away.
Like, fireballs and collecting things like coins. Weird how similar that is.
Nah, I don't remember any coins.
No, it's different.
You transform into, like, helicopters and mole digging tanks and stuff. And trains.
And a car.
And Mario turns into boulders and fucking springs.
Yeah, it's different.
It's got nothing to stand up. You can transform into things. What, like Mario? No, not like Mario.
Mario rides you like Mario? No, done.
No.
You guys are hilarious. Okay, fine, fair enough. But I mean, it's like, still a really good game.
Oh, it's an awesome game.
Still a great game.
I find it tedious, to be honest.
Really? No kidding.
No.
Yeah, wow.
Seriously?
I think Yoshi's Island, like, started the collectathon.
You know what? I can understand where he's coming from now. See, because I enjoy the levels and the pleasantness of the game, but there you really do have to, like, scour nooks and crannies in that game. You really sort of do have to, like, take your time. It's not a very fast-paced game.
No, but that's why I think it's different from Mario. I mean, it's a completely different feeling.
But I mean, is that really all that different than, like, modern day Mario's, where, like, that's what you do? I mean, I don't know. Maybe Mario Galaxy is a little more fast-paced, but I mean, I still think that exploration, looking for, like, star bits and things, is still pretty encouraged. So, I mean, is that really that different?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. I think it's pretty similar. I don't think it's that different.
I think they have similarities, but I don't know.
Who do you play as? Who do you play as in the game?
Well, he plays Yoshi.
Exactly.
It's there you go.
I mean, you play as, like, Toad in, like, Mario 2. Like, it just doesn't...
Done. Toad's an option in Mario 2.
No, no, actually, if you die, he's not really an option. You pretty much have to play as him.
Well, this isn't Ninja Turtles. You don't have to switch people if you die.
You didn't?
No, I don't think you do.
Okay, my bad. Then I guess he was an option. It's been a little while since I played that game. I should pop it in.
I think it's like easily the best looking Super Nintendo game, and I like a lot of the.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I love a lot of the level design's good. It's really if you're going for 100% on every level, then that's when it becomes really tedious.
Yeah.
But I don't always do that. Like if I'm like, yeah, whatever, I just move on.
Yeah, no, I did it, and it gets frustrating too because if you get hit and there's like no more little tiny stars to like have a full 30 on your Mario
that sucks. Meter,
yeah, then you gotta like replay the whole levels and
that get
everything
suck.
Again. So that's fun, but it could get tedious if you're going for everything.
Yeah, you're right.
You gotta store one of those things on your menu so you can get the extra 10 stars.
You could do that.
Yeah, there's like there's little power ups in the pause menu. That you get from like the mini games.
You start the level with them though, right? Or
the stars?
Yeah.
Yeah, you start out with a certain number, I think.
That doesn't help if you get hit in the level though, still, right?
Well, the power up things that you get from like the mini games, you can use one and you can just automatically get an extra 10 stars.
Use it in the level.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think I knew that.
I don't think I knew that either. I'm sitting here just like, what is he talking about?
But, yeah.
No kidding.
That would have helped a lot, especially on that frog boss. Jesus Christ, that thing kept hitting me.
I mean, it sucks if you don't have any of that power-up or whatever, but I'm pretty sure that those are there. I think they took those out of Yoshi's Island DS, and that's one thing I really didn't like about that.
I think I always ignore those power-ups. Like, I'd just, like, get frozen watermelon or something and be like, huh, I wonder where that's going. And I'm just, yeah.
I don't even think about it. Yeah. It's just a bunch of shit, whatever.
All right, well, that probably would have helped.
What do you guys think about the portable games, like Mario Land 1 and 2?
Meh.
Really? Now, 1 I'm a little meh on. Like,
I'm mad on 1.
Yeah, the physics are a little off. Like, is it a bad game? Like, no, absolutely not. But it's pretty weird, and like I said, the physics are just, the jumping is very weird in that game.
Yes.
I like the weirdness of, like, the enemies and stuff. But...
Right. I can appreciate that. But, man, yeah, Mario's, but like, tiny. He's, like, weird. 3 pixels high. And he has, like, this really just odd jump.
So, yeah. It's really floaty, and I don't like it.
Yeah. But I really like 6 Golden Coins. I really like Mario Land 2.
I do, too.
Honestly, I've only played through the game once, and it didn't really leave an impression on me, so...
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
My parents pawned my first Game Boy, and then they turn around and then they get me games. They probably must have already bought them or something. But then they get me games for like Game Boy for like Christmas. I'm like, this is very cruel. now they didn't tell me it was pawned, obviously. But that's something I put together like much later. So I mean, I just thought it was lost or whatever. And like Santa Claus brought me games, and I'm like, oh gee whiz, what a dumb fat man. He really. You should have seen this coming.
Dude, your parents are like evil geniuses. I love it.
Trolled the shit out of me.
Yeah, they're like really. I like picture them like sitting down, and just having meetings, and be like really just like piss off track.
Dude, you're giving them way too much credit in the intelligence department.
Well, then they're just naturals.
But I accumulated like a few games, like a couple from like Christmas and stuff, and like. Mario 2 is one of them. So, like, I had, like, Mario 2, like, sitting sealed in my sock drawer for, like, 6 months until... Well, I had a bunch of money in my bank account. Like, my grandparents or something opened a bank account for me. Like, my mom, like, cleared it out and bought me, like, a $40 Game Boy. Like, oh, we got you a new Game Boy. Like, we did it with your bank account money. Like, oh, so what's left in it? Oh, nothing. I guess when I'm, like, 8, I don't really have much of a concept of that. But
there were $200 in there and the Game Boy was $40. What happened to the rest?
Yeah. Actually, that's probably about what was in there, was $200. But I did get a Game Boy out of the deal, I guess. And they didn't, like, keep the Game Boy, right? So, yeah, after 6 months of, like, just staring at the back of, like, Super Mario Land 2's box, I finally got to play. And I think that that sort of – this is where the story's going. This isn't really, like, what was me. there is a point to this, but I finally got to play the game, and I think I was just really just so excited to finally play this game I could only stare at, you know? And I loved it. I played the shit out of that game.
Like, honestly, the only things I can remember about that game is a world that's a giant Mario.
The giant Mario.
Yep. And an ugly-ass Wario sprite.
Yeah, that was an ugly sprite.
But it was hideous looking.
And you got the carrot, and you're like, this is bullshit. This isn't a leaf.
All right, there was, like, bunny Mario,
you got bunny
right?
ears. That
yeah.
Can,
like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you get that little tinkling sound as you, like, just fell slower.
Yeah.
Yep. No, but I mean, I love that game. I loved like the music, like on the moon level, was really good. And I just like, I like how that played with like gravity. Like, I think like one of the levels was just you could jump higher, and another one of the levels you could actually float.
Oh yeah, I think those are both in like the space area.
Right.
Like first you can jump really high, and then you can float in the next level. That was really cool.
That was really cool. I like that a lot.
And there's the one that has, like, the it's in the tree zone, and I think there's, like, sap on the ceiling, and you can, like, stick to the ceiling.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yep. Nope.
That was one of those games that, like, a friend of mine had, and I didn't have, you know, growing up, so it was maybe kind of mysterious, like Mario 2 was for you. But I have since bought it, and I really do like that game.
I'm remembering an airplane and, like, submarine shoot-em-up levels, which... Mario,
that Mario 1.
That's Mario Land 1.
Yeah, that's Air Pop and Marine Pop.
That was weird-ass shit.
Yep. I think, is Mario Land 2 on the 3DS's Virtual Console?
Yes, it is.
I made it last month, maybe? Okay, I may download that then. Because, I mean, I own the cart, but, I mean, you know, for, like, what does it cost? Like, $4? Like, it's just so
$4.
Convenient for $4 to just have it with me all the time. People are like, oh, I don't own that game. And, like, that's you know what? Actually, that's a very fair reason to not buy something. But for, like, a couple dollars to have that on your current generation system and be able to play it whenever you want, it's not bad.
Yeah, totally. I was at the mall one day with my 3DS, and I was bored, and I said, I'll download Mario Land 2.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think I might do that and play a little bit of it. I like that game.
Yeah.
Do you guys consider Super Mario Land 3 a Mario game?
I've never even played it, but no. Don't you play as, like, Wario?
Yeah, no, it's pretty different. that was the first Wario Land.
But you run and you collect coins.
You do.
And you jump.
But I feel like that's... Yeah, I mean, there are similarities, but I think it plays more different from Mario than Yoshi plays more different than Mario. If that syntax makes sense.
He throws eggs, man. He throws eggs.
I would consider neither one to be a Mario game. But.
Yeah, fair enough. Maybe I'm just being selective. I mean, I like it. It's a good game. But that's probably a different topic unto itself, talking about Wario. We'll do that at some point, I think.
I want a whole podcast that's just Waluigi time.
It's been like two games.
So many now. he's in all the reject spinoff games.
Yeah.
It's Waluigi time. And then, of course, that brings us to Mario 64.
Nah, that game's awful.
Well, what happened to Mario 4 through 63?
Oh, damn.
Nobody wants to... Shut up, Chris.
Yeah, I know. Dumb joke.
Fucking dumb funny humor. But, you know, that game was... Whew. I remember the first time I got to play it, I didn't get it until I got it the year it came out, but I got it at Christmas time. And the first time I played it was at a video rental place. I had it set up. And first of all, I held the controller wrong. I held, you know, my left hand on the left prong and then tried to reach over the controller to use that thumbstick. Like, that's...
Right.
Everybody does that.
I didn't really. Yeah, no. I didn't
do that.
Yeah, I guess you're just too smart for me, Seth.
I am.
But I remember very clearly, like, swimming in the water outside the castle, like, in the courtyard. And I remember, like, trying to swim up and then, like, look up the TV as I was trying. Like, because it was just so weird. I'd never played a 3D game before. And, like, my friend was with me. He's like, you don't need to, like, look up. Like, he was, like, making fun of me. Like, you're a dick. But that was, I don't know, that was just so cool. And it's quite different from past Mario games. I mean, that was basically, like, almost so many 3D platformers have taken that basic setup, you know, where you have, like, this hub world and you go in different levels and collect knickknacks and then go into the next world from the hub. I mean, that's... So many 3D platformers have done that, and... But, so it was quite different from past Mario's, but It's almost adventure. It's almost like an adventure game, really, in many ways. I don't know. It was really, really good. Really good. I like that a lot. And just so many great levels and awesome music. I know it's cliche, but Dire Docks, fucking A, man.
Let's see.
And Mario flying, just... like launching yourself out of a cannon with like the wing cap.
Oh, the cannons are awesome.
So cool. Awesome. So good.
I actually was on the internet for, like, I'm going to say the first time, like, real internet, not just AOL bridge stuff. But I remember going to, like, Nintendo.com before Mario 64 came out, and I was just like, I printed out, like, just tons of pictures of the game. Just, like, on, took, like, 2 minutes to print out, like, one picture, and I just, like, had a stack of them. Like, I don't know why. I was just excited for the game, and... seemed like a good thing to do. So
I mean, don't feel weird. Seth. I mean, I did the same thing. I mean, it was naked ladies, but I mean, it was pretty close to the same.
I did that with that too. Naked ladies and Mario. Naked ladies and Mario.
Of course, it took like 20 minutes for like a 2K like JPEG to like load.
Oh God, I remember when I was doing the naked ladies thing. I was like, oh, I hope my mom doesn't come home in the next hour because. This picture might not be done printing yet.
Fucking internet, man. We got that like 95, like AOL 3.0.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So fucking slow. And then you just be like randomly disconnected. Like, what the fuck, technology? Why are you doing this to me?
Oh, it's because somebody's calling. Somebody's calling the house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great. And I would have to sit there like cross my fingers and hope it fucking connects. Like, come on, come on. I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, there's nothing on here to do. It's 95. There's nothing. But, like, I wanted to be on it so bad. I'm like, come on. Like, you would hear the modem dial up, and then just all of a sudden, it'd just be like, it would just wouldn't connect. Like, connection failed. Like, why? Why? Why would you do
it? I remember, like, it would show the little connection speed. It'd be like, come on, 56.6K. And then it'd be like 48. I'd be like, oh, well, that's good enough.
Dude, my first one was like 28.8. Oh, man. Yep.
But, no, I like Mario 64 a lot. Still probably one of my favorites.
The camera's a piece of shit, though. You don't know it back then.
No, like, I just thought that's how it was, you know?
Yeah, right. Just having a camera was awesome.
Right. I can't see anything. Fucking Lakitu.
Yeah, dude, I love when you go in, like, the mirror room and you can see the lake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was so clever. That was really
like,
cool.
You're actually controlling two people. You're controlling the Lakitu and Mario, so...
Yep.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. And then it was a while before we had another Mario game, and that was we didn't even have any on like handhelds really. It was Super Mario Sunshine.
Boo.
Really?
I don't know. I don't like it.
See, I like Mario Sunshine. I think the controls were so improved over like Mario. Like, not that Mario 64 had bad controls, right? But just sort of like the agility of Mario. Of course, he's like this little stout fat man, so probably, you know, you shouldn't really have much agility, but, you know, he, I don't know, I think the controls felt really good in that game.
Took out the long jump.
Right, because you had a water pack.
Yeah, they took out the long jump.
Yeah.
Now, see, one of my friends pointed out something interesting about this. He says, when you design a game with, like, less rules, obviously it's less complex, and I think people find that boring. But when you have, like, less rules to the game, like, the game has to find challenges within those confines, and it becomes, I think, more difficult for the player. And I think you can actually notice this in Super Mario Sunshine. You can notice both sides of the coin, because that game gives you this water pack, and it gives you so many moves. It gives you a lot of rules, so you can really fudge jumps and things as much as you want. I mean, that's what a double jump does. Who uses a double jump for anything but saving their own ass in games that have double jumps? That's what it's there for. You know, it's a bit of a safety net. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of like what the water pack is in Mario Sunshine. But then when the water pack's taken away, I mean, people almost universally love those levels because there are less rules. And therefore, there has to be more of a challenge within those confines.
Those levels are fucking awesome.
Yes, they are.
They are. That's easily the best part of the game, I think.
Yeah, and the music easily is fucking terrific, too.
Oh, yeah.
With the water pack, I remember I used to just like... See, there's like there'd be like jumps that were supposed to be like too high, and you have to go this long ass way to get them. I used to like do a wall jump and then water pack spray, and then like Mario would get the thing on the edges.
Just rock it up, yeah.
Yeah, and be like, screw that! I'm not going the wrong way.
But no, I mean, I like the game. The game has some interesting levels, and the music's pretty good. The graphics are good. I think the singular, like, tropical theme does get kind of, like, grated.
That's my biggest issue.
Yeah.
And I remember there's, like, some really cool... There's, like, the one-off, like, hidden levels in Delfino. Like, I think there's, like, a giant pachinko machine and, like, some, like, grass level. I really like those ones.
Right. That game could have used a little more variety, for sure.
Yeah. It's a good game. I just don't
think the hotel level. The hotel level's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The manta ray's a dick.
The manta ray is a dick.
Yeah. Isn't there like a like a shadowy manta ray? It's been so long since I played
that. I have no idea.
Let's see. Super Mario Sunshine manta ray. Oh, yeah, there he is. It's a big white shadowy thing. Oh, yeah. Do you have to, like, clean him as he's, like, going around in a shadow? I don't
even know. Oh, I think I maybe remember that.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I don't remember why, just didn't.
Yeah.
But, all in all, I mean, I think that was a pretty good game. Not a great game.
Yeah, I think I got tired of, like, cleaning things.
Yeah, especially if your OCD takes over, you're like, oops, I found a spot.
No, in that game I would only clean, like, when necessary.
I didn't mean you. I meant, like, the general. I meant, like, the royal you, I guess. Like,
I figured you meant him.
Yeah.
I guess him, too, because he is an OCD motherfucker. But just in general, just, I don't know. Sometimes I look at something like, ooh, this is dirty. And I would clean it. So yeah. I can empathize with that. But, no, all in all, I liked it. It may be a bit of a weaker entry, but I thought it was pretty good.
I also really just hate the... What are those assholes that live on Delfino Isle called?
Oh, the Piantas?
Piantas.
Yeah.
I hate the way they look. I think that's just, like, awful character design.
They are ugly.
They're not very good. They look like... It looks like a mutant Ziggy.
Yeah. God. I can't unsee.
And they're just as annoyingly pleasant as Ziggy, too. Christ, yeah, they're Ziggy. That's what those things are. Now, fuck that.
I love the Paper Mario games for, like, turning them into mobsters. that, like, justified their existence right there. Just having, like, Pianta mobsters was genius.
And it was a little while before we had Mario Galaxy.
Are we seeing new Super Mario Brothers?
Well, yeah, if you want
to. I don't blame you if you want to, but.
I was going to get to that after. But, yeah, new Super Mario Brothers on the DS. I can appreciate that sort of return to, like, I don't know, classic design, but I thought the levels were just so boring.
Yeah.
Like, that was, to me, like, level design is paramount in a platform, particularly a 2D side-scrolling one. The levels were just so fucking boring.
And I liked it.
That's cool. That's cool.
It's okay.
I'm not going to tell you. Yeah, I don't hate the game. I was bored by it. That was...
No, I wasn't.
Fair enough. I think I played the multiplayer minigames and shit more than I played the actual game.
Those were pretty fun, too.
I think that pretty much justified the cost of the game, because I would play with my coworkers back then. None of those people work at my job now, but I would play with my coworkers when it was slow, and we'd just fuck around.
Actually, I remember one level in the game. It's one of the swamp purple water levels, and there's, like, these spiders that come down, and, like, you could, like, time your jumps, and, like, I remember just trying to go... see how many, like, spiders I could jump on across without hitting the ground. And I remember that being really fun. See, so there's some good level design in there. Somewhere.
Okay. I was bored. I was so bored. Whereas, on the other hand, maybe we were getting ahead of ourselves, but this is why I wanted to wait to talk about New Super Mario Bros. But New Super Mario Bros. Wii, I really like. I think the level design is much improved in there. The multiplayer component works fairly well. I think that game overall is just much better.
I think it's all right.
Weird. So weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it is improved. But I haven't played the multiplayer much, so I think I might enjoy it more if I had.
Maybe, yeah.
Nah, dude, multiplayer's a dick. I hate it. Like, everyone's just bumping into each other everywhere.
You do that a lot. But, I mean, I think, like, the camera, like, pans out and stuff. I mean, I think it's pretty accommodating.
Yeah. I just get frustrated and pick people up and be like, I'm carrying you.
Bubble up.
But, nah, I think New Super Mario Bros. Wii was much improved. I like that a lot.
It is a big improvement.
Mario Galaxy, holy shit, what a revelation that game was.
Game is amazing.
So fucking good. It's gorgeous. The music is brilliant. The level design is just, pardon the pun, but it's out of this world. It's so good.
I just bought the soundtrack to it, too, and it's really good. Yeah.
Man, God, what an
incredible. Did you have to buy a Wii to get it?
No, you can buy them on eBay for, like, less than $12.
Less than 12, really? Because I try to buy, like, Animal Crossing soundtracks. Like, sometimes, like, those video, like, Japanese video game soundtracks are stupid expensive.
I mean, this is the American version of it, too.
Oh, really?
So,
okay, I'll have to look into that then.
They're all American versions on there, as far as I can tell, and they're really cheap.
I tried to get, like, Animal Crossing, because I've been really, like, digging, like, the hourly tunes from Wild World and City Folk, which are they have the same hourly music. And, like, 10 p.m.? I want everyone to check out 10 p.m. when they get a chance. It's on YouTube. And it's that particular 10 p.m. is so fucking good. And I wanted to get the sound. It's a stupid expense, like $40. Like, fuck you. I was listening on YouTube.
That's weird. 10 p.m.
10 p.m. is a good hour. I'm telling you. But Mario Galaxy is so good. And I think I like Mario Galaxy 2 better. I think it just improved on Mario Galaxy. I mean, Mario Galaxy, obviously, like, it has the benefit of being new. You know, it's the first time you played that kind of Mario game. And Galaxy 2 was a refinement. I think it was an improvement in every way, but obviously some of the newness wore off. So I can understand if people prefer the first one, but I still think the second one is much better. I think it's more concise. Like, it has, like, the same exact story, which is, like, weird. Like, is this supposed to be continuous? Because it's, like, the same thing. But I think it's Nintendo going, whatever. It's fucking Mario. Are you really playing this for the story? Whereas, you know, Mario Galaxy 1 had that really awesome, like, opening.
Mm-hmm.
Galaxy 2 was just like, whatever. Here's a couple, like, storybook pages or whatever that one did. Yeah. Just didn't care. And, but the level design, like, just Nintendo, I don't know, Nintendo just went crazy. They just took all the ideas they had for first Galaxy and just cranked the dial to 11. So good.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting it to be so good, because I figured it was going to be, like, ideas that kind of weren't so good, because they got left out of the first game.
Right.
But it really was. It was fantastic.
Absolutely. And they cut out, like, there's no real... Like, I wish, I don't know, like, the hub, the what is it, like, an observatory, whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah, the observatory.
One, sort of unnecessary. And they sort of cut back on that in Galaxy 2. Like, I think overall Galaxy 2 just tried to be a more concise game. But you still have, like, that weird head that you're flying around.
Yeah, you have,
like,
the Mario face ship or whatever.
Right. I think
maybe
that was
they ripped it off the Mario Land in Mario Land 2. Just took his
just
head
took
off
it
and
right
turned
off
into
the
a
fucking,
spaceship.
Yeah, the clockwork Mario and just flew all around on it. That might be the case. But, yeah, I think that was unnecessary. But, you know, they went to, like, a more, like, traditional, like, map system, which I think is better, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think I like both games equally. I mean,
fair enough. They're both great games.
They're both really awesome.
I can't undersell any of them. So,
I remember some cool stuff in the first one that wasn't in the second, like the giant question blocks that you could like do like full 360s on everywhere, and there's gravity on all sides of them. You can't fall off them. Mm. Giant blocks.
I love doing that.
Yeah,
but both are really awesome games, and. Then I guess it's just Super Mario 3D Land now? Because I think we've pretty much covered our bases then. I'm just trying to think. I don't want to miss anything. People are like, oh, you missed this one. I'm like, oh, fuck. But, no, I think Super Mario 3D Land. And I think it's excellent. It's this really...
I guess I should just close my laptop again, because...
No, because I'm not going to call you this time.
I did order it, though.
Good.
I realized I had some Amazon credit that apparently don't apply it automatically anymore. And I was like going through my emails, like what promotional codes?
Oh, really? Like I get mine applied automatically. Like I love when I buy like MP3. Like I used to get annoyed, like, ugh, why do you give me MP3 credits? Like I don't use these, but like their Amazon albums are often cheaper than iTunes. So
yeah.
I'm buying my MP3 out, but I've been buying my music from there, and they just automatically apply it. I love it because I forget that I have MP3 credits, and it's all of a sudden, like, it's just, like, half the price of what it should have been. It's fantastic.
Man, I had, like, Zelda credit, and they emailed it to me in a code, and
credit
for some other game that I don't even know what it was, because all they had was the order number, not the game, and that was also a code that they emailed to me.
No kidding.
Hmm. That's weird.
Yeah, I'll have to pay attention to that, then.
Go to your Gmail and, like, type in promotional code, because that's what... See if you're, like, missing any.
Hmm.
Okay, well, I'll have to keep that in mind. I think everyone should keep that in mind, man.
Yeah.
But Super Mario 3D Land is like this perfect marriage of like the side-scrolling games and the 3D games. And there are some open areas and stuff, but and you can like sort of move back and forth. Like you can run in circles, I guess.
Yeah, it's not side-scrolling. It is definitely 3D movement.
But the design is very focused. It's not necessarily an open environment. There are open parts, but it's a much more focused design, and it works so well. And the levels are pretty short. Like Seth was talking about, like Mario 3, like they're pretty short levels, but they're just so packed that being short just doesn't. I don't think it matters. And man, I love it. Like I've said this before, but it's totally true. I play a level, and then I have to, like, stop. Like, I don't go right into the next level. I stop and, like, think about the level because I love it so much. It's so good. I would say that, like, I don't know. This might be my favorite 3D Mario game.
I think it is mine.
You know, I love Galaxy 2, like, a lot. But, this is so good. I think if you have a 3DS and you don't have this game, then you got a lonely 3DS.
God damn it.
I think this is what I've always, like, kind of imagined 3D Mario being like. You know, like, Mario 64 is awesome, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't feel like the 2D games.
Right, it has, like, adventure elements almost.
Yeah, whereas this is, like, pure platforming, you know, and it's so good.
It is, it's really, really good. But, we've talked about it before, I think we can pretty much end it there. I mean, is there anything else you guys like to add about, like, the Mario series?
Nah, I'm just, like, glad that Nintendo's able to consistently make really, really damn good games.
Oh, absolutely.
This long.
They're accused of, like, milking things, but, I mean, I've said this before, but, like, their characters are just vehicles, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's just how they make new game ideas, and I think that, yes, you know, Mario's used in these flagship platforming games, but the games are just, I mean, as we just, you know, discussed, they're pretty different from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes it all worthwhile, whether, you know, they use Mario or not. Like, that's, you know, that's fine that they always use Mario, because it's always just so different and so enjoyable and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So, how many games did we just name? Like,
quite a few.
A whole lot.
Like, 14, 15? 15, maybe?
Something like that. I don't know. I wasn't keeping track. It was very low.
It's, like, less than 20 games in over 25 years. I don't think that's, like, really milking it, so...
No, I don't think so either, but I mean that seems to be a consensus among people that Nintendo just
I hear it a lot.
Yeah.
And they do like their remakes and their ports. They do that. But I mean any company that's been around as long as Nintendo does that. I mean Sega does it, Capcom does it, SNK does it. Any company that's been around as long as Nintendo does the same exact thing. Nintendo's not any more egregious than any of the other companies in that regard. But people also, like, sort of get upset that they use the same characters. Like, oh, another Mario platform, everybody has to rescue the princess again. You're missing the entire point of the game if you're complaining about the fact that he has to rescue the princess again. That has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
It's about making your way through them levels.
Absolutely. It's the journey, not the destination. Motherfucker.
I think they're, like, Craig threw up an M with his fingers at the end of the...
I know. But, a great series, and I'm glad it's still around. I'm glad that the games are consistently different and interesting and fun, even when they're at their weakest. I mean, I don't regret playing New Super Mario Brothers. I don't, you know, and even Mario Sunshine I still quite like. But even at its weakest, I still think it's quite good.
Yeah. When your worst games are good.
That's I know, weird. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
doing pretty well for yourself.
This game's just all right.
Fuck Nintendo for making an all-right Mario.
It's not amazing.
Game.
What the fuck?
I know.
But this game only has amazing elements. And it's not amazing throughout the whole thing. Damn it.
Therefore, it is terrible. I guess we can wrap up that discussion and do listener input. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
If you guys want to add to the discussion or ask us questions, facebook.com/TVLust. Come hang out there. Jeremy says, since it's episode 64, I think it's fitting to ask, what are your favorite Nintendo 64 games?
Lots of them.
Definitely. I actually just got a couple N64 games in the mail. I got Rogue Squadron.
Love it.
I bought that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. I got it boxed for like pretty cheap. It was like $14, like shipped complete and everything. So I was pretty happy.
I found a cartridge only copy at Goodwill for like $2, and I said, why not?
Hey, that's still worth it too, man. Don't get me wrong. What was really cool is like my box came with like cheat codes in it. Like someone like tore out a piece of a magazine and had like some old cheat codes in there. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. I used to do that when I rent games from Blockbuster, like print out cheat codes and like put it back in the case when I returned the games.
Help out, then you're just paying it forward.
Yeah. Just helping out.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hear you. Rogue Squadron's great. And I was doing a video, I was talking about, because I just bought Rogue Squadron 2 as well, because I had it back when it first came out. It was one of the first games I got with my GameCube. And I don't know what happened to it, so I rebought it. It was like $4. And I decided to get the first one as well. And I amused in a video that, like perhaps a enhanced port of Rogue Squadron, the first one, or whatever, on the 3DS would be really cool. Because it would look nice. It would look really good in 3D. And I think, one of the problems with Rogue Squadron is the draw distance. Perhaps the only problem that game has, because otherwise it's really great. And that wouldn't be a problem on the 3DS. And people are like, ugh, 3DS has enough remakes. That's like three. What are you talking about? Why is everyone complaining about this? There's like Rayman, Zelda, and like Star Fox. Like that's it. I can't think of any other remakes on 3DS.
And people consoles have a lot of remakes too.
That's all this generation is. It's like sequels and ports and remakes on the consoles. And like, ugh, yeah. The 3DS has it. Yeah, because they all do. It's not unique to the 3DS, I promise you. But, no, an original Rogue Squadron might be better, but I don't think Factor 5 really exists.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get that.
So, if the best we can get is LucasArts to just sort of clean up Rogue Squadron and re-release on 3DS, I would throw money down for that. I think that would be great.
I'd buy that.
But, and I also bought Turok 2. And I already owned Turok 2, but it was like this... I bought it back when it first came out, man, and it was the black cartridge and all that, and then, I don't know, traded in, whatever, so it goes. And I rebought it. $9 shipped in complete black cartridge. Very happy. Because I had a great
Scaly box.
What's up?
Scaly box.
Scaly box. I told Dana to touch it. She's like, ugh. Yeah, the box is scaly. The box is, yeah,
it's textured. I did not know it came in a scaly box.
Yep. But, yeah, because the cover is like black, like lizard skin. And it's textured, so if you run your fingers across it, it feels scaly. It's pretty cool. So I had a gray, like, cartridge only, and I replaced for $9, so that's pretty exciting. But, man, I fucking love Turok 2. Fucking buy that. Get Turok 2 for your Nintendo 64.
I did not get the game. I think that might have been, like, the first-person shooter I played, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not understand it at all. I remember putting in cheat codes for Cerebral Bore. Everybody's talking about the Cerebral Bore. I put in cheat codes for that, and I could not get it to work. I was just like trying to shoot the thing at nothing. I guess you have to shoot it at an enemy.
Yeah, you have to lock on. It has to lock onto their brainwaves first.
Yeah, I was just like out in the very opening part of the thing, trying to like shoot it at seagulls.
No. Because actually, the manual says you can't. It's some life forms you can't shoot it at because their brainwave, their brain activity, is like too small for the Cerebral Bore to lock onto.
And then I spent like an hour trying to like jump onto a ladder that I couldn't quite reach. And then I'm pretty sure I got beat up by a bunch of dinosaur people. And then I put in cheat code and skipped to the end of the game.
Yeah. Here's the thing with Turok 2. You have to know beware Oblivion is at hand. That's the cheat code that unlocks everything. Everything. Beware Oblivion is at hand. That's the most important part of that game. Because then you're just running around with, like, sunfire pods and, like, shit, and you're, like, fucking just ruining everyone's day.
What was that?
I think I got a text message.
That's Seth's ancient-ass cell phone. That's what that is. He has to hand-crank it.
I do. It's eco-friendly.
Yeah. But, I mean, those are fantastic games.
I really like 1080 snowboarding. I think that's one of my favorites.
Work your body.
That's a good
one. Work your body.
Yeah, I love the soundtrack on that game. So much. I love the Call Me song, the Work Your Body song. I don't know. It's really, I just love the level design. There's like not that many levels, though. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, it's pretty light on levels.
But nah, I think the level design is like impecuous.
I want a new 1080, goddammit.
Yeah. Me too.
That would work on the 3D. Now, I start thinking about all this stuff. Like, I really feel like a lot of people don't like 3D, and that's fine, which is great in 3DS because you can just shut it off. But I'm starting to think of, like, how 3D can really enhance a lot of games. And that would be pretty cool, I think, 1080 in 3D.
Make it, some, powder flying in your face.
Powder and, like, just sort of, like, this depth of, like, looking down a slope. And, like, and then even, like, in replays, like, to have, like, really, like, dynamic angles in 3D.
I bet, like, if you do, like, a really big jump or something, too, and, like, have, like, the border, like, the snowboarder pop out of the screen a little as he's, like, spinning around.
Yeah, that would be really, really cool. I hate coming up with these ideas because I psych myself out, and then that game's, that game's not coming out.
Yeah. Have you guys played the GameCube game?
Yeah. Yes. It's all right, I think.
Yeah, no, I think it's pretty good, but, I mean, I just, yeah. I mean, I think I have more attachment to the 64 version.
Yeah.
Plus, they took out my favorite snowboarder in the second one, which is Kensuke Kimachi!
Yeah.
But,
badass.
What else? What other good games we got on the 64? I like that we're coming up with, like, I mean, not out-of-the-box games. These are all very popular games, but Mario, Zelda, of course.
Excitebike 64 is really good. I love that game.
I've only really played that briefly. I liked it, but I don't really have much of an opinion on it.
When you get the courses that are, like, outside of the normal, what are they called? Motocross courses. When you get, like, stuff that's, like, through construction yards and stuff, that's...
I never played anything like that. It was just all basically, like, mud pit, like...
Oh, yeah, no,
Sunday kind of levels, you know?
There are levels outside of that.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can play giant soccer.
Yeah, I remember, so I never got to play that, but...
Oh, and I remember, like, the uphill... There's, like, an uphill, like, race thing that you could do. It's not, like, a race. It's one of the mini games, but I really love that. It's really damn hard. All these rocks are just, like, going up at, like... almost a 90-degree angle on your motorcycle. It's badass.
Well, guys, that was on the virtual console. If I can just say something.
Oh, God, no more buck bubble.
You need buck bubble.
Wait, I wasn't done talking about... There's also, like, a... There's a mode in Excitebike 64 that's, like... it's, like, the original Excitebike. It's, like, side-scroller. Huge. And you just, like, catch massive, like, ridiculous-ass air in it. It's badass.
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 Cool.
And the game runs like crap with the expansion.
That doesn't make sense.
You got to turn off the high res if you want to play that game at all. quote unquote high res.
Yeah.
It's like letterboxes it and makes it run at a really shitty frame rate.
I really like Jet Force Gemini.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I wish they would, like, port that to Xbox Live Arcade or something.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And screw everybody who complains about collecting those koala bears. It's fun, and it's not that hard.
Here's the problem with collecting the koala bears. There should be some kind of heads up before you get to the very end of the game that you needed those things that you probably slaughtered and laughed at, like me.
But I love the game so much, I didn't mind going back through the levels.
Okay. Fair enough. Now, I that's my only problem, because you get to the end of the game, like, oh, you need all of them. Like, oh, you mean all the ones I just killed? Oh, okay. So that's a heads up. Jet Force Gemini is awesome, but if you're playing it for the first time, don't kill or miss the bears. Collect them all.
I think some of them can't even get, because you don't have the right powers yet, too.
That's true. You do. Yeah, that's a good point. Some of you do have to go back for. But the ones that you can see that are in plain sight and they're just sort of waddling around, nah, it's not funny to kill them. It's not, don't do it.
It's kind of funny to kill them.
It's kind of funny, but not
I love the blood sprays in that game, dude.
They're not sprays or fucking jelly splatters.
they're splatters. That's perfect description. It's like somebody like threw Nickelodeon Gak at a wall or something.
I love it.
Oh, man, that's so good. Yeah, it's basically Gak.
All the weapons are really fun. And I love, like, just finding, like, hidden worlds. Like, there's, like, some, like, derelict space station that you can find that's, if you take a certain path through one of the levels.
I like looking up Vila's skirt.
I'm pretty sure we talked about this. I'll make her crawl around.
I'm not as, like, dirty old man as I sound, like, on this podcast.
No. It was good stuff when you're, like, 14, 15.
I know. You're like, ooh, look at that. Like, blurry panties that you can't really see because it's Nintendo 64.
Giant, scary, alien-headed girl.
She's terrifying. I guess from the neck down, everything's okay. But, I mean,
just the eyes are frightening.
Do you see, like, the original artwork for that game?
Yeah, they're like, everybody looks like they're made of plastic. Yeah. I don't know what's up with it.
Yeah,
I'm glad they changed it. They look much better now. And the music in that game, too. Like the character select screen, boom, 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 boom. Like, it's so good.
I actually have the soundtrack. So, like, way back in the day, Rare had, like, the soundtrack up on their website for download, and I still have that.
You'll have to give it to me, because
I will.
The music in that game is really good. Very moody and atmospheric.
It's really good. It's really good.
Is there anything else we'd like to add?
Ah,
Yoda, Mario.
Yeah.
All those.
I think
Banjo-Kazooie.
Goldeneye.
Goldeneye, perfect. Yeah, whatever. Andrew says, Mario 3 is probably my favorite 2D Mario game, with Mario 64 being my favorite 3D one. Though not a platformer, I'm super hyped for the release of Mario Kart 7 tomorrow here in the UK. We're recording this on Saturday the 3rd, and so it comes out tomorrow for us, and I'm really excited for it as well. Did anyone from the TeamUS team get a chance to play Mario Shake Dimensions or Shake It? Well, that's a Wario game, and
right.
I played it, and I love it. I think it's great.
Me too.
I played it. I think it's pretty good.
Okay. Maybe we'll talk about that when we do a Wario episode. there's that. Another Andrew asks, I've never been a big Mario fan. Oh, boy, I guess he's just stating it, right? Always preferred Sonic.
It's okay. Perfectly viable alternative in the 16-bit era.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Plus, his name's Andrew Jackson, which is pretty badass. So, however, I always loved Mario 64 and playing it as a child. I must say, I don't think it's as great a game as it gets credit for, but I'm getting Mario 3D Land for Christmas, so I'm very excited to try it. I hope he likes it. I mean, it's no Sonic and the Black Knight, so don't really get excited.
It's a love, Craig.
I hear Sonic Generations on the 3DS is pretty good. I'd like to get that at some point. I hear that's pretty good.
Maybe.
Did Azam delete some of his stuff? Yeah, he's got... Okay, so new rule from here on out, I am not going to read anything after two posts that someone does. Sorry.
My name's in the second one. Yes!
Okay, so this is... It's just a time-constraint thing. I can't humor people with, like, a million posts. It's, you know... It's not to be a dick. I think we've been accommodating, but we're gonna have to draw the line at, like, two posts. First two Azam posts, because Azam posts a lot. Thoughts on Jak and Daxter HD Collection, and do you see there being a Jak and Daxter 4? Well, there was one. It's called Lost Frontier. And it wasn't very good.
I played the first Jak and Daxter.
That's all you need to play.
Oh.
People are going to disagree with me, and that's fine.
And I'm done.
Okay. I don't really care for Jak 2 and 3. I think it was all downhill after the first Jak. They've got these really weird, like, now you have guns, and now there's flying cars, and the game just got really weird. The narrative went fucking, I don't even know what the hell happened with that. Like, the whole thing went off the rails, in my opinion, and I don't think they're nearly as interesting or as fun as the first game. That's my take. I know there are a lot of people who disagree. That's fine, but I don't care for the other games.
I've never played a Jak game.
You should definitely at least play the first. It is very good, and I think you would like it. It's a lot of fun. And the final boss battle is one of my favorite final boss battles. I like that a lot. But the series just lost me after that. Daxter on the PSP is okay. I mean, I think that was a bit of an upward tick for the series, but maybe just because it was, like, the first time the series was on a portable machine or something, I guess. I don't know. But it was pretty good. But Lost Frontier, like, I don't know. I tried to give that game the benefit of the doubt. Like, the reviews were very, like, subpar, you know, very lukewarm. And then I thought, well, whatever. I mean, I got it for pretty cheap, and I thought, they can't be that bad. And the game's just boring. It's just not a very good game, I don't think. So, I mean, if there's another Jak and Daxter, I don't know. I mean, hopefully, you know, because I don't think Naughty Dog developed that. Maybe if Naughty Dog can develop it and they're interested and they actually make a really good game, then awesome. But I think the series is done. It just ran out of steam.
Too bad.
And then Azam also says, if Seth is there, what are your thoughts on Sonic 4?
I like the level design. I like the throwback to the special zones from the first Sonic game, even though I think it's kind of weird that they're timed. But I think it has, like, the absolute worst physics of any Sonic game ever. Like, wow. Yeah, like, just the way Sonic moves and controls and that just makes it completely unplayable to me. So,
wow. Harsh.
Otherwise, I mean, I think it could have been like a really good game if they didn't like screw up the way Sonic fell. I complain about like Sonic Generations. I complain about Sonic Generations. That's like minor compared to how Sonic controls in Sonic 4.
Yeah.
I think the problem, I'm pretty sure, like, it was lead developed was the iPhone, and I think, like, then as a
You're
second
kidding,
other
really?
One, like...
Really?
Then I'm pretty sure, Ooh. Like, they went back and went, oh, maybe we should release this on the downloadable services, Aww. Too, so...
Yeah, that's no good. I don't like
I don't get to do the Mario voice now.
Do your Mario voice.
It's me, Mario!
It's pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Can you do Luigi?
I'm a Luigi, number one.
Yep. Now what about Wario?
Wario time!
Okay, so we humored him, but can't do that anymore. And he says, and Craig, the girl boss from Ratchet & Clank Size Matters isn't the final boss, there's still two more levels. I thought I looked at an FAQ and that this is from some episode, I don't know if it's the last one or before, I don't know. Then I guess I'm wrong. I looked at... You know, I wish games did, it's like... Like, when you're playing on, like, say, like, the Xbox 360, you have, like, this whole, like, I don't know, you can look at someone's progress when they're playing a game, like, let's say they're playing, like, I don't know, Skyrim, and say, you know, what level they are, whatever. I wish, and it also gives you, like, your achievement progress. I wish it gave you, like, a little, I wish people could, like, developers can program in, like, a meter, almost, that is also associated with the console's firmware, where you can just hit the dashboard button, and you can see, like, sort of how far along you are in the game. Maybe you could disable that, because I'm sure maybe some people wouldn't like that. But I like to know sort of, like, where I stand vaguely, you know, in terms of maybe the narrative progression of a game or something.
That's an interesting concept.
Because I don't need to know, like, how many more levels. I don't need to know that. I want to know vaguely how close I am to the end. You know, you can do that with... Anything else. But with games, you have to, like, look up an FAQ or something, and, like, you don't want to necessarily spoil the game. That's not the goal.
Yeah.
But you sort of, you know, just have a vague idea. Okay, I'm almost done with this game. It's good to know.
That meter would be really funny for, like, Okami. Because you'd be like, oh, yeah. why is my progress only bar only a quarter up? What the hell?
Yeah.
So. But I'm at the final boss.
Yeah.
I could have sworn the boss, the giant girl, was the final boss. I'm going to look this up right now while we're talking. I could have sworn the giant girl was the final boss. I had looked that up, and I thought the giant girl was the final boss in Size Matters, but I guess I am wrong. Anyway, she's a shitty boss, and I'm never going to finish her anyway, so. We move on to the next question here, and this is from Aaron. He says, controversial and proud. One of my favorite Mario games, one of my favorite games from my childhood, possibly one of my favorite games, period, Super Mario Sunshine. That's alongside Luigi's Mansion, but you said 3D platformers. I ain't going to knock someone for liking something that... And in this case, it's not even something that I don't like. I do like it. Or I'm not going to knock someone for liking something more than I do. But so, hey, you be controversial and proud. But Luigi's Mansion is awesome. But that's
I love Luigi's Mansion.
That's not really the same thing, I don't think.
Mm.
I loved Galaxy, though. Haven't tried out the second one yet, sitting all lonely in my cupboard while waiting until I rescue the Wii from my old house.
Get that Wii!
And then he goes on to say, oops, you didn't say 3D platforms. There was no distinction. It was fine either way. 3D, 2D, mm-hmm. doesn't matter. It was just the Mario series of platformers that matter. My dad's NES is in the old houses. How many houses do you have?
Well, we're at least at three right now.
He's got lofts and houses and... Jesus. I guess it's in his old house. Somewhere in the loft, in the cupboard. In the west wing. So until I rescue that, I'm not playing the 2D ones anytime soon. I've heard great things about 3, though. I also loved Mario Party 4. What do you guys think of the Mario Party games?
I've only played one of them, and I don't remember which one.
Yeah, I've played a couple of them, but...
There's just too many of them now, I think.
I played one on GameCube at somebody's house.
I haven't played them since the N64. Maybe a little bit of the Wii one. Mario Party 8, I think.
But I don't know. I'm just... Went around and board, did some minigames. It's fun.
Yeah, they're fun.
Cool. I don't really have a high opinion of Mario Party. I don't think it's bad. It's just kind of a pain in the ass. Scott says Super Mario Bros. 3 on the All-Stars Collection. He's very particular about this. On the SNES is my favorite. It looks great in 16-bit. And that's a good enough reason, because, I mean, it does look really good in 16-bit.
What about Mario 3 on the All-Stars Collection on Wii?
Doesn't it look the same?
It looks exactly the same.
I didn't like some of the changes. I don't like the giant Mario, throwing up peace signs whenever you go into, secret tunnels to get your coins. There's just Mario there all happy in the background.
Yeah, in the background.
Yeah. I don't want to look at that.
Oh, okay.
Shut up, Craig.
Shut up, Craig. Logan says, already a half dozen is on. this is why. I don't want to rule out anything anyone has to say. It's just, you can't dominate the podcast. Sorry. As for the topic, playing Super Mario Bros. The Lost Levels for the first time. Holy crap, the game is brutally hard.
Oh, yes, dude, I haven't beat Lost Levels.
Neither have I.
That's the only Mario game I haven't beaten.
I have.
And then, did you do, the extra worlds, too, yep, after that?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds masochistic.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. I've done it. I did it on the All-Stars Collection, and then I have done it on the Virtual Console as well with the original NES version. Fucking hard game.
I'm going to have to do that, and that's one of these days. I mean, but, if you die, you can't get access to that last world, right, if you, continue?
I think you... I'm pretty sure you can continue, or... I think it's just if you use a warp zone. I'm not 100% sure on how it worked, but I know I did reach World 9, so...
one of these days.
It's been a while since I played it. I don't really have any interest in going back to it.
And Brad says, Super Mario World was the first game I ever played, so it has a special place for me. My favorite Mario game is 64, though. Even though the camera is awful, it really set a stand for the direction of the Mario franchise. Not to mention 3D platformers everywhere. as for a question, how would y'all feel about a Super Mario RPG remake or sequel on the 3DS or Wii U? Indifferent. I think the Mario and Luigi series, is far superior. And, I mean, I know I've ragged on, Super Mario RPG in the past, but, I don't think it's a bad game, and I think overall I like it, but it's on the Virtual Console, and that's awesome, on the Wii's Virtual Console, and that's great, but I don't think I need another one.
I think I've been over this, but I don't care for the game at all.
I like the game, but I like the Mario RPGs we have now, Paper Mario and Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, I think those are definitely better.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that wraps up listener input. Again, facebook.com/TVUnless. Come hang out with us. It will be awesome.
You can't warp, and once you get to World 9, you only have one life to beat 9-1 through 9-4.
What?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. Mario 2, Craig. Pay attention.
Oh, we lost.
Lost levels.
Lost levels.
Try to keep up.
Well, I am keeping up. You guys are totally talking about something completely fucking different. Anyway, games we've been playing lately.
Try to keep up in the way my brain works.
Dana does the same shit. She just brings up something I don't know what you're talking about right now.
That's funny.
I don't want to make you feel dumb, but you just, there's no context for what you just said right now.
Yeah.
Chris got it.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Anyway, games we've been playing lately. Seth, why don't you start us off?
All right. I have been playing, I've been playing more King of Fighters 13. The game's getting really good. I'm learning the combo system, and it's just really good. You just if you have meter for it, you can't just do long-ass combos just willy-nilly like Marvel vs. Capcom 3 or something. You have to actually have there's a drive cancel meter, and you could... So you could extend your combos by a special into a special if you have two hits. It's hard to explain. But you just do your moves and you see if things could hit into each other. And if they can, it's awesome. And you just keep extending your combo from there. It's good stuff. It's hard to talk about fighting games, I think. Because you go, oh yeah, I just want to beat somebody up. But no, it is. Zelda. I've been playing Zelda, finally.
I want to know your thoughts, because you heard me just, word vomit Like
I heard you word vomit.
So I want to know your thoughts on it.
Not as big a deal as I think you're making it out to be.
Yeah, I think you're overreacting a little bit.
I think you guys are dicks because... No, because here's the thing, and I've said this before to other people, and here's the thing. I think that's a really shitty argument. I think that's a shitty argument because I'm talking about a game, and you guys are talking about me, and if your only defense is to undermine my character and not defend the actual game, that's kind of a shitty defense, isn't it? Like, you're not defending the game, you're just trying to undermine my character. That's not a defense. That's what children on the playground do.
But... I don't know, by saying it's not a big deal.
Doesn't that undermine us?
Make it out to be,
no, I because think, no. Yeah, it's undermining you now because you started it. That's right. My point. Like, if the game has defense, then defend the game. But you're not defending the game.
I'm not gonna defend the game though. I mean, I think the game does get a little heavy with the tutorials.
How far are you? When you get to the point where you try to walk somewhere and that stupid bitch says, there's a 0% probability, fuck you and your probability, I'm going to walk over here anyway.
I beat the second dungeon.
Yeah. There's an 87% probability something's behind this door. Durr? Duh?
That's her personality. She's a stupid... She's C-3PO.
I don't think that's necessary. I don't think...
Every time she comes up, I just go, never tell me the odds.
That's good. I mean, people complain about Gabor and Gabor in Ocarina of Time, but like, he doesn't follow you around and tell you to scratch your nuts when they're itchy.
Dude, I think he follows me around. He keeps popping up everywhere I go. But I'm loving the game like a lot. So
yeah, I thought you would.
Yeah, first of all, I love the art style in it.
It's good. It's excellent.
It is good.
It sort of reminds me of like the Dragon Quest games on DS and Dragon Quest VII, which has like the painting look to everything.
That's interesting, yeah.
And they fixed Link's animation, thank God. I don't know what they did.
I still sort of feel like he runs with like a load in his pants.
Oh, dude, I love his run.
And like jumping is like the most awkward animation ever when he jumps. Like,
this is still leagues better than Twilight Princess.
Okay.
And I think it was very slight what they tweaked. I think like when you turn now, I think like Link leans a little more into his turns. I don't know, it just looks more natural.
I still think he feels a little bit heavy. I still prefer the sort of, I don't know, deftness in like his movements in like Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask. I think he was a bit more responsive and quicker. Sometimes now I find myself having to like reposition myself like I would in Grand Theft Auto 4 to like go up a ladder or something.
Yeah, I think that's more to do with, I don't know. I feel like it's almost like the control stick or the cameras or something. I don't know yet, but I get what you're saying. Mm. Like, sometimes I'll run in a ladder and I'll run over a ledge instead. I like the side quests that you could do helping town, villagers, people.
I don't understand these side quests either. This game wants me to think that, like, flying is so awesome, but everyone's like, ugh, I can't be bothered to soar... like, so freely through the air on my giant magical bird. Why don't you take
this? They're busy, dude. Link's unemployed.
No, they're not doing anything. They're unemployed, too. They're just standing around asking me to fly. Like, if the game can't give me a context in which flying is supposed to be fun, why am I supposed to believe flying is fun?
Because you don't live in Skyloft. They're all tired of that shit, too. They live there. They grew up there.
It's the daily
Everyone's
grind.
Like, my sister's lost, and I'm just standing around here. Dude. Why don't you go find my sister? Get off your ass and go find your sister, asshole.
Nah,
I found her within 2 seconds. You didn't look very hard.
He has to strut around that plaza, dude. Some hot chicks might walk by. You don't want to miss that opportunity.
It's so weird.
I also really like the relationship that it develops between like Link and Zelda at the beginning.
Oh, the characterization in this game is fucking excellent. It's the best in any Zelda game.
Yeah, easily.
I mean, any of the characters, like even like Groose, like nice hair. Dude, loved it. Nailed it. Got him. Nice hair.
Groose is such a douche.
He's awesome.
And that's why he's awesome.
And that's exactly. No, the characterization is excellent. Don't get me wrong, there are really good things about this game. I just think that there are quite weak things as well. Things that shouldn't be there. Like, that's my problem. The things that are weak shouldn't be there. That's my problem.
That's
fine if it doesn't bother you as much. I can respect that. Like, that's not my point.
Yeah.
My point is, like, these things shouldn't be there. That's why they bother me.
Obviously, they're aiming it more towards a non-Zelda crowd, which I think is weird.
Fuck those people. Fuck those people. Like, to me, that's at the detriment of the game. Like, yeah, listen, you have to read Cat in the Hat before you can read Moby Dick. You don't just fucking jump into a book without knowing how to read. And you shouldn't jump into a game without knowing how to play games.
They could have held off on that in, like, every single character's dialogue, since they have, like, the whole two button that does everything for you, and, like, you could press down to talk to the chick.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's an instructional video on the title screen. There's the watch these movies to win Sheikah Stone. There's a help. There's an F1 button. It's basically F1.
I think they definitely overdid it with trying to bring the new audience in.
Right. And to me, it's at the detriment of the game, and I think if this were any other game, I think if you guys are being honest with yourselves, if this were any other game but a Zelda game, you guys probably would have quit.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe I'm
just something. Even the world. I just love running around the world. Okay. And I love sprinting. I love catching bugs. I like it a lot.
Oh, catching bugs. Does anyone else have a problem with that bug net?
Yes.
It's just sort of wafts like, ugh. Like, so, like, unconvincingly, like,
You gotta, like, really, like, point that thing down.
Like Link wields his sword like a badass, and then he's fucking limp-wristed as shit with the bug.
Gotta be delicate with those bugs, dude. You don't want to kill them.
And, like, things get away. Like, how did you miss that tumbleweed? It was a fucking tumbleweed. Go back and get that. How did you miss that, Link?
Have you upgraded to the bigger bug net?
Yeah, you gotta upgrade that net.
The bigger bug net works much better.
You do have to upgrade it. Don't you need tumbleweeds upgraded?
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Like, you could just pick it up and just roll by your feet, just grab it. Why can you not do this? Oh, boy.
The dungeon design, I think, has so far been just all right. I've not been really impressed with the first two dungeons I've been through.
It's interesting how much more concise the dungeons are. And I think that's for the better, because if these were, like, huge, like, multi-level dungeons, like, in previous games, I think the game would be even more exhausting than I already find it. Because so much of the overworld is dungeon. You basically go from dungeon to dungeon to dungeon. There's no real break in the game. Yeah. And I think if the dungeons were more complex, that would be aggravating. I think they're more concise for a reason, and I think it's better for it.
Yeah. And I do, like, really solving the puzzles in the overworld to make my way through.
Ugh. I wouldn't call them puzzles. I would call them minor hurdles, but
either way.
I mean, I don't know what people are talking about. Like, now I'm going to be kind of a dick, because I have no idea. People are like, oh, I've died, like, a million times. Like, more than, like, Wind Waker and Twilight. I've died once in this game. I have not died once. And there's nothing I would have called a puzzle in this game yet. I'm not quite finished. But I wouldn't call anything I've done a puzzle.
I've come very close to dying on several occasions. I've one-hearted it a lot.
I've gotten down to beeping. Yep, I've gotten down to beeping. And then Fi can't shut up either. Master, your health love, shut up. Get back in the sword.
That is annoying.
I did die once because there was a boulder that just one hit killed me.
Really?
Yes.
How much health did you have?
There are a couple spots that will one hit kill you.
No kidding. Which is weird surprised. Because like things that used to like hurt you don't. Falling in lava doesn't hurt you. Falling off a cliff doesn't hurt you. That just puts you back.
Yeah, there are a couple spots in the game where I got a game over, you know, where I didn't think I would have because I wasn't low on hearts or anything.
Huh. Well, maybe I will die then, but I won't. The game was fair. I wouldn't die. One-hit deaths are bullshit. You don't give me an entire health meter and then just go, sorry, I wanted to arbitrarily reduce it to nothing because of this one particular moment.
I think it was, like, the first time I've seen a game over screen in a Zelda game since the first time I played Ocarina of Time.
Wow. Yeah, I can't remember. I don't really die much in Zelda games. I might have died in Twilight Princess. No. Yes? I don't remember. I don't really die a lot in those games.
Yeah. Well, the first NES games, the Super Nintendo game, I die a lot.
No, that's why I always carry fairies, man. Ladies just pick you right up as soon as you die.
The fairies still count as deaths in Super Nintendo game.
Really?
In Link to the Past, yeah.
Like, really?
Because I used it. I used fairies. And then at the end where it shows you your death total, I still had like 5 deaths or something.
Oh, I probably have had a couple deaths. And if they count it that way, I don't count it that way. I caught the fairy for a reason. I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but no, I mean, I still die a lot in like Zelda 2. Holy shit. Still die. That game ruins my life.
I die a couple times.
But, I mean, no, I mean, I'm glad you're enjoying it. I mean, I rant and rave. There are definitely things I like about the game. I mean, I think a lot of, like, I don't even know what to call them, just, you know, obstacles, I guess. A lot of these elements are really well designed. Like, they're really clever, and they stick out in my head, like, still. Like, so they're definitely memorable. I think they're, I mean, a lot of this game is composed of clever, memorable moments. You know, like, when you have to, like, that first time when you're looking, I don't know what the fuck you're looking, they make you look for so much MacGuffin bullshit, so I can't remember anyway. But, I mean, you know, when you're at Eldin and, you know, you have to, like, arc your bomb, you have to roll it up that hill so it comes down and then blows up that cave on the other side. It's good. That's good stuff. Like, that sticks out. It seems so simple, but it's just something you haven't done in a Zelda game before, and it's really good. Stuff like that is really, really awesome.
It's clever.
It is clever.
It is clever.
I like it a lot. So don't take my bitching on Twitter or on the podcast and mean that, like, I think the game is terrible. I just think that these things don't belong in the game, and I think they've definitely obviously soured my experience, and they could have been avoided. Like, there are so many tools in this game to help out people that are lost and confused, and then in addition to all those tools, still keep people on, like, rails so often just doesn't seem right. Like, that seems like poor design, in my opinion.
Craig, what? You need me to explain dousing to you again?
Always
there's an 85% chance he does need that.
Yeah. Beep, beep, beep. All right. Beep,
well,
beep,
I won't tell you. Stop, I won't. Beep. I won't tell you how to douse because you know that you just hold down C and then select your target, and then you point your sword.
Yeah.
And it'll make noises.
Yeah. But it's like whenever you get a new target, it beeps at you as if you're like so dumb that you just didn't notice the 20 pages of conversation about the new dowsing target.
But it takes like half a second to like tap C and then B.
I shouldn't have to do that though. Like, I mean, I think it's just one. It's just one thing that gets tossed on the pile. Like, I, you know, I understand that you guys don't feel that these things are as bad, but they just add up over time. When I'm playing the game and I can't climb this ledge because Fi says I can't, and I have to sit through all this dialogue of shit I already know, or I'm told 3 times what a fucking map is, or I'm beeped at because it wants me to douse at this moment, even though I want to go over here and cut these bushes because I want some rupees, goddammit. Like, it just, to me, that adds up. And it just adds up to a game that doesn't want you to fail. That's the whole point. It doesn't want you to fail. And it feels like I'm playing Legend of Zelda meets Dora the fucking Explorer.
It's not a mappa.
Backpack.
Adventure pouch.
Adventure pouch. That's awesome. Same
so
map.
Anyway.
But no, I'm glad you're enjoying it. I think it gets less restrictive later on, and there's definitely a lot of fan service, so, you know, I think you'll dig it even more. I dig it more. I play more myself, and I like it much more.
Upskirt Zelda fan service?
No, not pantsuits.
Ooh, I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Yeah, no. No, narratively. I mean, the problem I have with the narrative is that it's very strung along, very tiny snippets after, like, hours of, like, questing, and then you get, like, a 2-minute cutscene, and, like, that's the plot progression. But there's definitely a lot of, like, it doesn't, obviously, like, I haven't finished yet, and so far I don't feel like it's going to, like, answer all these questions and tie up all loose ends. All
right, I'm not that far. Don't even go there.
No, I'm just saying that it does.
Next game, I'll also play Dead Island on PC. Dead Island's not that great. I mean, it's not bad, but it's not good either. First of all, the problem is, like, you can't hit a zombie without taking damage yourself. It's, like, basically impossible. Like, there's a paddle that you could use for a weapon. You could hit zombies with a paddle, and maybe you won't take damage. But otherwise, like,
that's a paddle.
Yeah, all the other weapons, you have to, like, get in close range, and as you're, like, slicing the zombies, they'll also be punching you in the face. So, that doesn't help. I mean, I think maybe later on there might be guns and such, but
I hear that the game is pretty unbalanced. I hear, from my understanding, what people talk about, like, it would be a really fun game if it were a little more fair to the player.
Yeah, I can see that. Maybe. And I don't even have, like, troubles. I mean, there's health everywhere. Like, you can't walk 2 feet without, like, seeing an energy drink. That's what's health in the game. So there's just, like, health littered everywhere. So, I mean,
how do we go from, like, med packs to, like, Red Bull being, like health in games? I don't understand.
I don't know. There's medical packs. So I'm pretty sure, like, you could, like, find syringes and just, like, shoot yourself up, too. That heals you, apparently.
Well, that makes a little more sense.
I guess. But I've been playing co-op with my friend. We've just... So, I mean, co-op's cool. That you could...
Does it scale, or does it, or is the difficulty about the same?
No, it's... Like, you could choose. You could choose to have the game scale to your level. Like each enemy
would scale. Well, I mean, scale to, like, the number of players.
Ooh.
Because I was playing, you know, like, there's that Transformers War for Cybertron game. Uh-huh. Like 360 PS2, whatever. And that's a pretty good game. I like it. But the biggest problem is, like, when you play by yourself, it's... it's so hard, but it's not balanced. And it's clearly designed to play with three players because it doesn't scale. The game is exactly the same if you play with three players. So if you're playing by yourself, you're sort of at a disadvantage. So I wonder if, like, Dead Island, if it doesn't scale, and that's why it seems difficult as by yourself, because it's meant to be more reasonable with more people.
Yeah, I played through the beginning, like the first five missions maybe, single player, and I don't notice any more or less zombies when I'm playing co-op.
Huh. So, maybe that's the thing. Maybe they just gave a generic difficulty level where it was somewhere in the middle where it ends up being a little too hard by yourself and maybe a little bit too easy with someone else, and they just didn't bother designing it in any way, you know, that scales with the number of players.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the zombies themselves scale? Like, if you're level 5 and you engage a zombie, he'll be level 5, too. And
right. So, I mean, it's pulling, like, an Oblivion or something.
Yeah.
Mm.
And, that's alright. Whatever. Mm. It's not... I wouldn't recommend it unless you could get it cheap. My friend bought it for me for, like, the holidays, which he calls presents. Doesn't celebrate Christmas, he celebrates presents. So he got me a Steam copy of that game.
That's cool.
It's okay-ish. And I think that's all I've been playing.
So I just got an email, like a YouTube email, like comment. And did you guys see my stupid sexy Mario video?
Yes.
No.
No, you didn't see this? Okay. The artwork for, like, Tanuki suit Mario from 3D Land looks like Ned Flanders, like, feels like I'm wearing nothing at all. And I did a little video. It's like a 17 Flanders. Second video spoof of that, and someone just called, you stole that from Homer Simpson. Wait for it. That's the joke. Like, how did you miss this? Like, that, I didn't steal it from anyone.
It wouldn't be a joke.
And it wouldn't be a joke. Oh, man, like internet people. I got a comment yesterday. Fuck you, fatty. Love it.
So that's good. It.
Here's the thing, and I'm going to say something, and I'm not going to give all the information. If someone insults me, someone says something like "fuck you, fatty," flip a coin, and heads, it's anywhere else in the world, and tails, it's a particular country. And I'm not going to say the country because I'm not racist, I'm not bigoted or anything. I don't even want to say what the country is because I don't even want to come across as, I don't even want to be misconstrued as that. But for some reason, at least half the time, if not more, it's a young male in this particular country. I don't know why that is. They're just all angry. They are just all angry.
Now I'm curious.
We got to talk about this after the show.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But I want to be clear. I'm not. I actually love different cultures. I love different languages, different food. So it's has nothing to do with that. Actually, it surprises me. I would actually love to know why this is the case. But they are just very angry people, and they want to let me know that I'm fat and stupid and I have dumb hair all the time. And I should be playing Call of Duty. So that's, I don't know. Anyway, just this little brief interlude I thought would be pretty funny. Like, you stole that from Homer Simpson. Yeah, no shit, asshole.
Is it Norway?
I'm not saying what it is.
Greenland.
Moving on. Chris, what have you been playing lately?
I have been playing Zelda.
And I think you're further than the three of us. I think you're a bit further than I am. You're obviously further than Seth.
I am near the end of the game.
Mm.
I have not finished it yet.
He checks his progress meter.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I pressed the home button and looked at that bar at the bottom of the screen.
I looked at my controller options and I closed it. Like,
well, based on the fact that I have 17 hearts, I think I'm pretty far in the game.
Yep.
I really like it. Craig, I think your complaints are valid, but I think maybe they bother me less than they bother you.
That's a fair way to your dick status has been removed.
Thank you.
I find Craig's complaints invalid and he's a horrible person.
Can someone help me up? I have to change my Depends.
Well, I mean, the fact that Wind Waker is my favorite Zelda and most people seem to hate parts of that, I mean, maybe certain flaws bother me less than other people. But there are times when Fi definitely gets quite annoying. Oh, and there are definitely...
If that shit was taken out of the game or reduced, like, I can handle, like, I know there's going to be a brief or even long tutorial sequence in the beginning. I know that the tutorial sequence begins. I don't need it. How many times does someone tell me, like, hey, look up here with Z? Like, how many times does that happen?
Yeah.
I don't need to do that. But I understand it's going to be there. But if all the other shit that gets in my way was taken out, I think this would be an excellent game. But I think as it stands, I sort of feel like it's just I feel like it's just maybe a pretty good to a really good game. I think that's how much that sours my experience.
The core game is still there.
It's still there, but it's obscured by so much dialogue and people telling me what to do. And I mean, sometimes Fi pops out and tells you what the fuck to do before you even have a chance to figure out yourself.
Or, those times annoy me.
Right. Or she lets you. I remember one time. I don't want to talk too much about the game because I really don't want to spoil it. Like, there's this.
All right, no.
Have you already done it? No, you haven't done it. Now, there's one part in the area that you're going to be coming up to.
La, 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 la.
No, I mean, it's really not that big of a deal. Where you have to go to three different locations. You have to go to three different locations to do something specific, and then you come back to a central point after doing those things to do something else. And to do something, that part is not really... I knew what to do, but it was sort of confusing how to do it. You had to, like, move dials. And it wasn't clear because the dials are not... They're stacked on top of each other.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. I wasn't clear which dial needed to be activated first, whether it was the one on top or the one on bottom. The game... Mm-hmm. It just wasn't clear. I knew what I had to do, but I activated the wrong dial first. And then Fi popped out, and then fucking flat out told me, like, this is how you solve the puzzle. This is what you need to do. Because even if I didn't know what to do and I failed once... Why
you know what
would
to
you
do.
Come out? Yeah, why would you come out and tell me right after I failed once what to do? That seems so ridiculous. And what? Oh, he really wasn't listening. That's great. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad that worked out then. But it's just things like that. And to me, it just adds up. And because it sort of soured me from the beginning, it's just piling on top of that. And maybe I just have a hard time letting it go, but...
You gonna flip over some tables?
Nah, that's okay.
Well, I really like the game.
Yeah.
I think the motion controls work really well. I think the character stuff is really good. The opening is kind of slow, definitely, but I feel like it's been that way for several games in a row now. And I think maybe because the characterization and stuff is better... You know, I was less bothered by it.
I think Nintendo needs to learn how to show and not tell them. You know, like, I think it's sort of like books where you don't, you want to show, not tell. You don't want exposition explaining things to people. You want to sort of show them with, like, action and stuff and characterization. Like, and I think Nintendo needs to learn that. They're getting better with their stories because, like, I mean, the personalities in this game are fucking phenomenal. They've done a great job.
Yeah.
I mean, even without spoken dialogue, the animation just totally conveys that person's personality. It's good.
Yeah. There's little things that I love. Like, I love the people in the bazaar. Like, I love when you go over to the spot where you can buy items.
Oh, my God, that guy's so awesome. He gets so excited. He's like, yeah. And then you walk away. He's like, ugh.
Dude, I love his, like, face. Like, you're seriously not buying anything? I love his...
So awesome. Like, that stuff is so good. But then they spend hours sort of, like, beating that into you. And I think they lean... You know, you're probably right. They're trying to set up the story. But I think they need to do it in a better way that's more conducive to a video game medium. Rather than... I don't even know what they're trying to do. Because, I mean, look at Ocarina of Time. Wham, bam, within an hour, you got your sword, your shield, you learned all your moves, you went through the first dungeon, you were out in Hyrule Field.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody thought that was, wow, this is too short. I needed hours more telling me how to jump and shit. No one said that. No one asked for that. And that game handled it well. Majora's Mask upped it a little bit more. Like, that was a little bit longer of a tutorial sequence, but that had a little bit more meaning, and I think that was a better way, you know, that was for you to explore the world and sort of, you know, understand that this Clock Town is a little bit different from Hyrule, and that was a better way of Nintendo showing and not telling and integrating it into the tutorial and not making it too long.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Twilight Princess is the worst, though.
I agree. I don't think this is nearly as bad as Twilight Princess.
No.
It might be long, but I think it's more enjoyable.
I think they're pretty close, but you're right, it might be more enjoyable. But I think that Twilight Princess...
That's my opinion. I mean, if you think it's long, I mean, I'm not going to argue with that. But
right, absolutely.
For me, it's more enjoyable.
I don't think I do it a lot because I get so much heat for almost everything I say, but I don't think it's necessary for us to add in my opinion after everything. Of course, it's our opinion.
Right.
Yeah, I think the tutorial sequence is probably... They're probably pretty equal in terms of length. Maybe a little bit longer in Skyward Sword, but it is overall better. I do agree with that assessment. I just think, though, it's just like you start out in a very romper room kind of way, and, you know, Twilight Princess does hold your hand quite a bit, too, I think, but not nearly as much as Skyward Sword. I think it keeps adding up, and it just never stops, and that's... I guess that's my problem. As soon as I start enjoying the game, something Fi says something dumb again or something, and I'm like, oh. And then I'm reminded that this game is for preschoolers or something.
Yeah,
preschoolers. I don't know why it doesn't bother me much.
Well, no, because I mean, you love Zelda. And I don't mean that as an insult. I mean, I think we all make concessions for particular games or particular series because that's what we love. So that when I say it's because you like Zelda, I'm not saying it dismissively, but that might be the reason.
Yeah, it could be.
Or maybe not. I could be totally wrong.
Whatever the reason, it really hasn't been bothering me. I mean, that much. There are occasions where I'm like, shut up, you know. But overall, I'm really pleased with it. Do I think it's the best Zelda ever? Not quite.
Yeah, because that's been a lot of sentiment of the reviews. I wanted to ask both of you. I mean, obviously, you're close to the end. Seth is close to the beginning. But, I mean, from where you stand, how do you feel about this in the sort of overall... standing of, like, you know, Zelda games?
So far, I think it's one of the better ones.
Okay.
It's hard for me to compare, like, the 2D games and the 3D games, because to me they feel really different. I mean, the 2D ones are shorter, and they're, you know, they just feel different. But, I mean, as far as the 3D games, I think it's probably somewhere in the middle. I think it's better than Twilight Princess, and it's probably better than Wind Waker, although I think I like Wind Waker better just because that's my preference. Probably not as good as Majora's Mask, though.
I would probably put it in the middle of the 3D ones, too. I think that's, yeah. I like it better than Twilight Princess. And I like it... This might sound sacrilege. Sometimes I hate when we have sacred cows, but I think it's better... It might be better than Ocarina of Time. Maybe.
Doom!
But, I mean, I still like Wind Waker and Majora's Mask better. Definitely.
Yeah. I honestly don't think I'm, like, far enough to make a... valid.
No, but I mean, obviously, it's, you know, there's sort of an asterisk next to that question, you know, and it applies to how far you are, but...
Yeah.
I do
like that it takes a lot of the things that, like, Wind Waker did and kind of furthers them, you know, with having, like, it's going, like, going to the different islands, but it's got, you know, bigger land masses rather than, you know, tiny land masses.
That's true. I think the sky is fucking worthless, though. Like, if you didn't like the ocean in Wind Waker... This sky is just... There's nothing there. I don't even know why that sky exists.
I liked the ocean in Wind Waker.
Well, me too. But there were places to go, and there was, like, things like color. There's no color in the sky. It's all just brown, smoggy-ass clouds, and just a bunch of fucking asteroids with octopuses on them. There's nothing there.
I kind of like the idea of the sky. Like, I like that you can, you know, there are some rocks with chests in them and stuff.
But even the chests, though,
you have to hit the cubes first.
Right.
So there's no point in, like, exploring the sky. Like,
and then they mark them very explicitly on your map.
Yeah. Like, that's the one thing I think that I don't like about the game, is that I wish there was more exploration. It's very directed.
It's very much a guided tour. You're right. Yeah. No, flying is fun. I want to be clear about that. Flying is good. The actual act of flying is fun, and it's good. The context that surrounds flying is not very good.
Right.
There's just nothing to really do out there anyway.
No. I'm surprised. Why is there no fucking bird races? How is there not a bird race in this game?
That would make a lot of sense.
That would. I mean, they even got those boost rocks everywhere.
Right. There are, yeah. Maybe I could be wrong. Maybe this changes somewhere late in the game. And everyone's like, let's race birds. We never thought of this before. But there are no bird races.
I have not encountered a bird race yet. And I have been playing for 45 hours or so.
What the fuck, yo?
Those birds are sacred animals. Like, you can't race them.
You can't race them. Just like the noble greyhound, right? I just, I feel like there could have been things to, you know, make the sky a little more appealing. Because, I mean, the overworld, the surface world, it's like one big dungeon. There's no real sense of exploration, no real freedom. And a lot of Zelda games have had that before, that sort of downtime. There's no real downtime in this game. And I think the sky was supposed to take the place of that. But it was just so half-baked.
Yeah, whenever I come up from the surface, I just go, all right, now time to fly around and get those chests I activated.
Yep. Yeah.
That's it.
Yep. That's all there is. So, yeah, I don't want to be too negative about it. I like it overall, and I feel like if the hand-holdy parts weren't there, I would like it way more. I mean, even with the dungeon design overall, which obviously is my preference, but even with the empty sky, which I don't care for, I would still, I think this would be a really great Zelda game, but I'm just not there yet because just, I don't know. I think the game almost feels condescending.
I think it's probably the best Zelda since Wind Waker, although that's not a, you know.
Yeah, yeah, because I didn't care for the DS ones and, Twilight Princess is okay.
Whoa.
Like, listen, Smokey's all like, yo, don't you be shitting on those DS Zeldas.
They are fun. I don't care what anybody says. Craig, what have you been playing?
What have
or is Chris not even done yet?
I think he muted his mic, so...
Yeah, I think he did,
I did mute my mic.
Okay. Are you all set, or do you want to talk about anything?
No, that's about it. I finished Mario 3D Land, which is awesome. And I played a little bit of Metroid 2, but not enough to say too much about it. I've beaten it before,
okay.
And I really like it. I think it holds up better than Metroid 1.
I don't think that game holds up very well at all.
I don't either. I think Metroid 2 holds up surprisingly well, considering it's black and white and you don't have a map.
Yeah, Metroid 2, I think, yeah.
The first time I played Metroid 2, I mean, I played it right after 1, so I was like, oh man, 1 was a clusterfuck. And then I played 2 and I was like, man, this is way better.
Yeah. I played Metroid 1 a little bit, you know, when I was little, but not a whole lot. And I didn't play Metroid 2 until, like, probably after the Wii came out.
Yeah, I didn't play until, like, after the Prime game came out, the first one.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, so I wasn't sure how much I would like it, because I know I didn't like Metroid 1, but, you know, I enjoyed it a lot. And that's why I went back and bought it on the virtual console, because my cartridge has a busted battery or something, doesn't want to save. But based on my previous experience with the game, I think it's really good and it holds up a lot better than the first one. So I definitely recommend it.
Cool.
But that's it. A lot of Zelda I've been playing this week.
Yeah, I've been playing mostly Zelda myself as well. And a little bit of Super Mario 3D Land and a little bit of Ocarina of Time and, Ocarina of Time 3D to be clear. Cause I haven't quite finished. I'm like at the Spirit Temple. I'm like pretty much at the end.
Do you do Spirit Temple first, or...
I do, what is it, Shadow Temple?
Shadow Dungeon.
I do Shadow first, and then Spirit.
I do Spirit first.
Me too.
I think it builds up the mystery of, like, Gerudo Valley. Because, like, you can't go there as, like, a kid. And, you know, then you have, like, all the guards and things. So I feel like going there last, sort of, like... It's, like, this big reveal, and it's, like, it's nothing. It's just a bunch of fucking Pueblos and shit, so... But the Desert Colossus looks fucking great. In Ocarina of Time 3D. They really cleaned that up. That looks awesome. You know, I like the freedom. Like, anyone who complains about Navi, she just says, hey, and then you ignore her. You know, it's no fucking fi. But I will say, I started playing it. Pressing a button to swing my sword felt really weird. That motion-controlled sword already had an effect on me. Because even though I played Ocarina of Time tons of times, it felt weird using a button to swing my sword.
I already know it's going to be hard for me to play a Zelda game without, like, a run button on it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that run button's nice. I kind of wish you had a little more stamina, but it's really cool how they design so many elements around how much stamina you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's actually really quite good, you know. I mean, there's a lot to like about Skyward Sword. There's a lot of good stuff in there. But, yeah, those motion controls have already had an effect on me, so... So Zelda, Mario 3D Land, Ocarina of Time. Is there anything else I want to talk? Oh yeah, I was playing some Klonoa 2 on the PS2. My niece was over and she's being rambunctious, so I put that in play a little bit so she could watch it. And man, I was like thinking like this would be perfect on the 3DS. Have you played one of the console Klonoas, Seth?
I've only played the Wii one.
That's fine because it does the same exact thing where you have like these twisting. You know, it's side-scrolling, but, like, the walkways twist and turn. You can see, like, the rest of the level, like, in the distance, and sometimes you sort of jump up at the camera and then fall away from the camera, kind of like Mario 3D Land does. And it's all this in a game that was never designed around stereoscopic 3D, but it would look fucking awesome in stereoscopic 3D. Like, a brand-new Klonoa would look so good on the 3DS. And they're such awesome, fun, pleasant games. Like, they're not hard. They're just really fun. And I think, you know, this is another part where I psych myself out. I'm like, man, Klonoa 3DS would be so good. And, you know, it's not beyond the realm of possibility, but it's probably never going to happen. So I got all excited about something that's just not going to happen.
I don't know, dude. If they did another handheld one, I think I'd want it to be more puzzle-based, like the GBA ones.
No, that's fine for a preference. I'm just thinking, like, I do like the console ones. And I just think that the way the console games present themselves would be more conducive to the 3D.
Yeah. I mean, I said the same thing with Donkey Kong Jungle Beat, even though it does, like, less of the moving, spiraling 3Ds. But, like, just the foreground and background, the way it's done in Donkey Kong Country Returns, I think that would look really good on the 3DS.
Yep. I also played some Turok 2. Again, psyched myself out. Like, an Xbox Live Arcade port of that. That would be awesome. Would they
have to, like, get Disney permission now, since Disney's...
Yeah, I think Touchstone owns that. Yeah, well, I mean, it wouldn't be permission. Like, Disney would have to be the one to say, like, yeah, let's do this. You know, Touchstone
is
do that.
Is Acclaim still around?
No. I would assume, you know, Touchstone would own the catalog. If not, that's really weird, like, if it was, like, a dead thing. Because if, like, nobody owns it, then couldn't anybody do it? It's like, someone has to own the property and own the game.
Yeah, I guess.
Otherwise, anybody could just put it up there. I would love an update of Turok 2. I think it would work. The multiplayer is simple, but it's still fun. And they don't make games like this anymore. Like, most first-person shooters these days are just, like, go here and watch this cutscene. You know, these big open maps and stuff, like, they don't exist anymore. You know, like, Bioshock might be the only one that really does that. So I think that would be really cool. I'd love to see Turok 2 again. I don't know. Like, not... I guess I really didn't play all that much. Been very, very busy working a lot. So that's really about it. That's all I have to talk about. If you guys, unless you guys have anything you'd like to add, I guess we can wrap up this episode.
Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I want to thank everyone for listening. You know, I hate everything. I hate Skyward Sword, and I hate Obsidian, and I hate Sony. So I want to be clear about everything.
I love GameStop. Hates the Muppets.
I hate the Muppets. I just hate everything. I just want to be clear about this. I don't have nuanced opinions about anything. I either hate it or I love it, and I usually hate things. So I want to thank you for listening to Craig Hates Everything. And until next time, you guys take it easy.
Bye.